The following is a production of Minor League Baseball, the Lynchburg Hillcats, and Virch. Welcome into another night of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball. We're about 20 minutes from the start of tonight's game, and it's time for us to get you set for first pitch. Coming up over the next 20 minutes, we will preview the game with the pitching matchup and the starting lineups. We'll also sit down with tonight's pregame interview. And finally, we'll look around the Carolina League and update the standings. Hillcats Baseball is on deck, but first, to preview tonight's game, here's Connor Young.
Four in a row, the Mudcats have broken off as they have continued to bulldoze through the Bank of the James Stadium. Lynchburg is in danger of dropping their fifth straight game, which would tie their season-high cold streak, not to mention the playoffs are on the line. And somehow, this is the last game of the home season. Wow. This year has really flown right by. Blink and you'll miss it. Connor Young with you on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network as we take a look at the series recap going all the way back to Tuesday of this week. Jackson Humphreys, our starter this evening, struck out the side in the first frame to set the tone for Lynchburg in game one. Daniel Corniel was awesome for the Carolina Mudcats as well on the bump. He neutralized Lynchburg's offense for six innings and change, holding the Hillcats scoreless until the bottom of the seventh. And spoiler alert, that won't be the last time this happens in this series. Lynchburg couldn't get the late game comeback going as they would eventually lose 3-2. Game two started off on an offensive high. Carolina opened up the ballgame with three runs in the first inning, fueled by a two-run home run shot from Eric Batonti. Lynchburg would answer right back with two runs of their own in the second inning, making it a one-run ballgame. Carolina would score one in the eighth and then broke off three runs in the ninth against Renny Artiles, ending his 13-inning scoreless streak in the process that he had going. That would give them plenty of cushion heading into the bottom of the ninth. Lynchburg loses 7-3. In game three, Lynchburg would wait until the bottom of the seventh to finally score their lone run of the ballgame. Offensively for Carolina, the majority of the damage came while Malquis Hernandez was on the bump. He allowed eight base runners and four earned runs through his short stint in the ballgame. Lynchburg lost their third straight game of the series, falling 7-1 in game three. Friday's contest was a sloppy game of baseball. Nine errors were committed in total by the Mudcats and the Hillcats combined, but the Carolina club was the only team really able to capitalize on the miscues. Through the first four innings, it looked like we were set for another impressive Kyle Scott start. Scott did look sharp at the outset and throughout, but by the end of the night, his stats would fall short of the numbers he had been routinely posting earlier this month. Scott would finish with five innings pitched, five hits on four earned runs, with three more runs coming across, but not being charged to the right-hander. Carolina led for all of the ballgame, much like they have all series long. The Mudcats felt so comfortable with their lead that they even pitched a position player in the bottom of the ninth inning, while only leading by four. That decision would pay off as the Mudcats took game four by a 9-5 final, leading us to today after the cancellation of Saturday's game due to weather in the Lynchburg area. On the mound tonight for Lynchburg will be Jackson Humphreys, who will be pitching for his second time this series. Humphreys held a line of 3 2/3 innings pitched, five hits, three earned runs, three walks, and an incredible six strikeouts through just that short amount of work on Tuesday. Humphreys struggled a little bit through the month of August. He held an ERA over 7 through last month, but has a chance in the last home game of the season on the 1st of September to end his season on a high note and start September off well. Anthony Flores started the year off in the ACL, where he showed some impressive swing and miss stuff, but struggled with getting hit more than you would like to see. Since moving to single A, Flores has looked even better than he did in Arizona. Flores will be getting the ball from Nick Stanley to match Jackson Humphreys this evening. Let's check in on the Carolina League schedule and standings here on the Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show. Salem and Delmarva, 2:05 p.m. Eastern start for a matinee Sunday affair, much like us here in Lynchburg. It'll be JoJo and Gracia versus Blake Money in that matchup. Fayetteville, Charleston, 5:05 p.m. Eastern start. Charleston has been increasing that gap in the South Division after a good series against Fayetteville. Kannapolis and Fredericksburg, Alex Clemmie, our old friend, getting the start for the Fred Nats. Hillcats fans, fingers crossed that Kannapolis keeps their good luck going at home against the Freddies. Down East, Myrtle Beach, 6:35 p.m. Eastern start. One of the best pitchers in the Carolina League will get going in that game. Keaton Egbert will get the start for the Pelicans as he has a claim to taking home the right to be the best Carolina League pitcher from day one till the final game of the season. Now, for the final game of the season, we still have another week, but here at the Bank of the James, this will be the last matchup played by the Hillcats in 2024. Columbia, Augusta to round out the schedule. They'll get going at 6:35 p.m. Eastern as the Fireflies hope to keep their playoff hopes burning. Let's take a look at the Carolina League standings as Carolina is now in that first place spot along with Fredericksburg after, as I already mentioned, a bit of a weak series from the Freddies when it matters most against the Cannonballers, while the Mudcats have really taken care of business here against Lynchburg. Carolina in first place, tied with Fredericksburg, as Carolina's record sits at 34-23, while Fredericksburg has one more win than the Mudcats, but one more loss as well at 35-24. Salem in third, Down East in fourth, Lynchburg in fifth at 27-29, now two games below 500, 6.5 games out of first, still not mathematically eliminated from the playoff hunt. Delmarva will round out the standings in the north. In the south, Charleston has 5.5 games over Columbia. It looks like Charleston is going to be in the playoffs once again, although for Columbia, they will be playing their last week of the season against the team one spot above them. So hope is not all lost for the Fireflies, but they're going to have to turn up the heat if they want to surpass the River Dogs. Myrtle Beach in third, Kannapolis in fourth, Fayetteville in fifth, and Augusta with the worst record in the second half at 18-39 in the basement of the South. 18 games out. They are certainly mathematically eliminated from playoff contention. To the starting lineups we go. We'll start with Lynchburg order, as we always do on the Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show. Tommy Hawk will lead off. Wellbeing Francisco will bat second. Luis Morejo will play first and bat third. Christian Napchik in the cleanup spot. Garrett Howe bats fifth. Logan Clark rounding out the middle, batting sixth and doing the catching for the Hillcats today. Barrett Reebok will bat one spot below him, playing right field. Bennett Thompson will get a day off from catching. He'll DH and bat eighth. Luis Durango will round out the bottom, playing center and batting ninth. There are your Hillcats, while Carolina will go down the line a little like this. Yoferi Rodriguez took an 0-for-5 with a strikeout in his last game. He'll lead off for Carolina. Marco Dingis will catch and bat second. Eric Batanti will move across the diamond from first to third and bat third. He had a 2-for-3, 1 RBI game on Thursday. Filippo Dituri will bat fourth. Daniel Guillarte fifth. Reese Walling sixth. David Garcia seventh. Miguel Briceno, who made a pitching appearance on Friday in the late stages, he'll bat eighth and play right field. Yoswar Garcia will be the final hitter in the Mudcat lineup. Our pregame interview this evening is with Luis Morejo, who shared with us a little bit about his baseball past that goes all the way back to the generation before him. Guardians fans, stay tuned. Morejo even talked about his relationship with a current Cleveland superstar. If you want to find out who that is, don't go anywhere. It's coming up next.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, Hillcats fans, has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just 3 easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
You've probably heard the old saying, the best things in life are free. But do you believe it? The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make sure you and your kids do. Sign your kids up for Southpaw's Free Kids Club and experience the best free activity your money can't buy. All Kids Club members receive complimentary tickets to 5 designated Kids Club games, Virginia 529 Fun Zone passes for the whole season, and exclusive autograph sessions with players. Kids 12 and under can sign up at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to activate their Kids Club membership today.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Welcome back to Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show. Connor Young here with Luis Marejo. And Luis, Jason and I were doing some digging, and we found a story written in the New York Times about you and your family. And it seems like baseball's been an integral part of your life going all the way back. If you want to tell us a little bit about your upbringing.
I learned how to play baseball from my dad. My dad was a professional baseball player with the California Angels. He signed as a pitcher. And, yeah, that was my upbringing. My dad and my uncle played professional baseball, and that's what made me love the game.
Yeah. And from what we understood, your dad had involvement with feeding minor league players to the New York Mets system. I think there was some pictures of your family with Jose Reyes and stuff like that. So what was that experience like for you growing up in that environment around, you know, big leaguers that would go on to have amazing careers?
I grew up around a lot of professional big leaguers like Andrés Giménez, Amedes Rosario, Jose Reyes. It was like a lot of mentorship. They taught me a lot of things at a young age that I feel like a lot of kids nowadays still don't know, or they're just learning now. Yeah. So I thought I had a little bit of an advantage.
Yeah. Do you still stay in touch with any of the guys that you met during that time?
Yeah. Right now, I hang out and I work out with Andrés Giménez during the offseason, and Giovanni Cespedes, that lives still in town over there in Port St. Lucie from where I'm from. I talk to them all the time.
Awesome. Last question for you. Going into this last couple games of the homestand, the last homestand of the year, and then the final season, or final week of the season, I should say, in Fredericksburg, what's the vibe of the clubhouse? What's the mentality for the Hillcats?
Talked about it today, earlier. Just keep doing what we're doing. Work hard. Get those 27 outs. And just do our best like it's the beginning of the season. Enjoy, have a good lot of energy in the dugout, and play our game.
Awesome. Thank you for speaking with me, and thank you for joining on the Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show. How about that collection of names that Marejo cited as mentors? No wonder why he is impressed and turned so many heads around the organization since making the jump to the Carolina League here in Lynchburg. That'll do it for the pregame show with Connor Young. Hillcats baseball is coming up next, but remember, stick around for the postgame show after the last out is recorded. We will break down Game 5, take one final look around the league before getting ready for the final series of the season in Fredericksburg. Before we go to break and Jason takes it for a bit, just want to say all of you out there that have tuned into the pregame show or just the broadcast in general this year, really appreciate all of you, and I know Jason does as well. You made this season an incredible and truly unforgettable one for Jason and I, but enough with all that. After all, there's no crying in baseball, so let's get right to the action as the Hillcats will play their last home game at the Bank of the James Stadium in 2024, and it's coming up next.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
The following is a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball. A lot has changed about the Lynchburg Hillcats over the last 30 years. Four different affiliates, two different color schemes and mascots, and five championship titles.
In Lynchburg, the 2017 Carolina League champions.
Dozens of major leaguers have come through the Hill City.
It's my pleasure to present the Ted Williams All-Star Game MVP Award to Shane Bieber of the Cleveland Indians.
But as the city of Lynchburg celebrates the 30th anniversary of Hillcats baseball, it's safe to say that the best is yet to come.
The Hillcat Hero! Left field, that's going to drop. Face it! Lynchburg does it again! The Cardiac Cats!
Way out of variant. Comes home! Tag! Yes!
Hashtag Purdy 30.
The third runner being waved around. He will score! Bases clearing double.
A two-out, two-run home run to break the tie in the eighth.
Leaping, diving grab by Jose Devers.
Live from Bank of the James Stadium in Lynchburg, Virginia, Here's the voice of the Hillcats, Jason Brill.
In the words of Hamilton the musical, one last time, teach them how to say goodbye. It's the last time that the Lynchburg Hillcats will take to the field at Bank of the James Stadium this season as they square off in the final game of the series against the Carolina Mudcats. Jason Prill alongside Connor Young for this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Probably the coolest game we've had since May, Connor. Yeah. And you couldn't ask for a better way to wrap up the home season.
Very true. It is a beautiful day for baseball, and the Hillcats are ready to go. What a year it's been. We're going to talk a lot about what we've seen this season, and it really has been a special year here in Lynchburg throughout the broadcast. But for the Hillcats, their playoff hopes are still alive, and every game counts all that much more. Plus, new twist on your usual Hillcats today, the Malmo Oat Milkers are in town.
You're exactly right. The Malmo Oat Milkers making their Lynchburg appearance. For those of you who aren't aware of this minor league baseball endeavor, it's a partnership with Oatly, as every team in minor league baseball is rebranding one night as the Malmo Oat Milkers, with a lot of oat milk themed activities all across the ballpark. As so, the Hillcats will not be wrapping up their season at Bank of the James Stadium. That happened on Friday. It'll be the Malmo Oat Milkers with the same players, interesting enough. However, we are minutes away from first pitch here in the Hill City, as Lynchburg and Carolina, the Hillcats looking for their first win of the series, and still three games away from elimination. That combination includes either losses or Fredericksburg wins at this point in the year. The Hillcats, they need to be perfect from here on out. They need Fredericksburg to stumble, as we toss it down to Steve Stillwell for the Knights' starting lineup.
One final time in 2024 during the regular season. Make some noise for your Lynchburg Hillcats. In right field, number 12, Barrett Reebok. In center field, number 23, Luis Durango. In left field, number 5, Tommy Hawk. At first base, number 46, Luis Marejo. At second base, number 1, will be in Francisca. At shortstop, number 6, Garrett Howe. At third base, number 10, Christian Knapchek. Catching, number 9, Logan Clark. The designated hitter for your Hillcats, number 13, Bennett Thompson. And on the mound, number 15, Jackson Humphreys. And one final time, your manager, number 39, give it up for Jordan Smith. Fans, we ask that you please rise and kindly remove your caps as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem, performed this afternoon by Mr. Tim Neely.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? O'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
It's time for baseball in the Hill City. for the final time in 2024. Jason Pro alongside Connor Young as Jackson Humphreys will toe the rubber for Lynchburg. He got the start on Tuesday night in one of his most up and down starts, really since the month of April, Connor, but for the most part, since that first month of the season, he's been sharp.
Yeah, Humphreys' last outing on Tuesday was interesting. Six strikeouts through 3 2/3 innings, so that's the positive. The negative, 3 walks, 5 hits, 3 earned runs, and he did struggle a little bit through August. He had an ERA over 7 through that month, but it is a new month, September 1st, and Jackson Humphreys can end his season on a high note with a similar start to what we saw in June, July, and even May, as you mentioned, Jason. All the things are there for Jackson Humphreys. He's been improving as the season has gone on steadily, and we've had a front row seat to it, which is always fun to see, especially in a top prospect, I should say. But a bit of a step back in August, like we said, looking to right his wrongs here against the Mudcats on Sunday, where the Hillcats really need a win.
Humphreys, the left-hander, 6'1", 200 from Cary, North Carolina. He'll face a very dangerous Mudcat lineup that has caused a lot of problems for the Hillcats this week.
Yoferi Rodriguez will lead off. Marco Dingis will bat second on Thursday. He had a 3-for-5, 1 RBI outing. Eric Batanti will move across the diamond. We'll see him at third base today rather than first. Interested to see that. But he'll bat third. Filippo Dituri, top prospect, will bat fourth behind Batanti. Daniel Guillarte will bat fifth. Reese Walling sixth. David Garcia, Miguel Briseno, who made a pitching appearance on Friday, will play right field and bat eighth. Yosuar Garcia rounds things out for the Mudcats.
Only a 5-game series this week, as last night's game got rained out. Will not be made up this late in the season, as both teams will head in their respective directions after this ball game. Lynchburg will head up to Fredericksburg and take on the Nationals as the Mudcats will return home. Yoferi Rodriguez will step in to be tonight's first batter of the ball game. He's batting .251 on the season, an OPS of .733. Humphreys rocks, kicks, delivers. And the first pitch of tonight's ball game sails high for ball one at exactly 2:01 o'clock. 84 degrees and partly cloudy on this Sunday afternoon. Rodriguez spoils it, 1-1. Rodriguez has had a pretty solid series both at the plate and on the base paths. He's been aggressive. He started out leading off in each of the first two ball games, but then bounced around the order. Missing downstairs. 2-2. Rodriguez with 57 RBIs. A lot of those coming in the leadoff spot. That shows how deep this lineup can go. He grounds it up the middle. Howe charges and will take his time to flip on to first, one away.
Humphreys on the year. 2-6 record, .489 ERA. Opposing hitters are batting .250 against him. It's been a good season overall for Humphreys, an improvement from what we saw 1 year ago and an improvement from what we saw earlier in the year. Really, if you cut his season in half and look at that second half, pretty impressive stuff.
And we can take it even a step further as Dingis swings through it. If you eliminated that first start of the season where he left the game with an infinity ERA, he did not record an out. The 0-1 got him to chase. 0-2. He has been pretty electric. His ERA would be significantly lower. It's been a downward climb, which if you're talking about ERA, is exactly how you want to describe it. The 2-strike offering to Dingis. Another good breaking ball. The curveball executing again for out number 2. Much like it was on Tuesday night as Eric Batanti will dig in. But for Humphreys, that first start, he did not record an out. Gave up a boatload of runs in a game against Fredericksburg that I know he really wanted to forget. Batanti, batting .200, takes up above the belt for ball one. 7 home runs, 22 RBIs.
Humphreys, he'll work fastball, changeup, slider, curve. So 2 breaking pitches to be aware of if you're a hitter. And then the standard fastball changeup mix as well.
The 0-1, right at the bottom of the zone, strike 2. In his first start of the week against Carolina. He struck out the side in the first inning with that nasty curveball. It was dropping hard. It was probably the best we'd seen his curveball look up to this point in the season. And then Carolina started to figure him out. The 0-2 went curveball again and missed on the outside edge. One ball, two strikes.
Close pitch. Patanti, 2-for-3 day with an RBI on Thursday. That brought that average up to 200 for the whole majority of the week. He was batting under the Mendoza line.
The two-strike offering in the dirt made Clark go down and get it. Patanti, he had that home run a couple nights ago where we really saw the power that he brings to this lineup. Came in the first inning off of Caden Favors in a start that he'd like to forget as well. The 2-2, that's line down the first base side. And, Connor, hopefully your car's not parked there this time.
It's not. I learned my lesson.
Those of you who are unaware, Connor had a baseball go rudely through his back windshield the other night.
Yep.
Perks of working in minor league baseball. The 2-2 offering. Big slider. Patanti couldn't touch it. And the inning is over. We head to the bottom half of the first, still scoreless here in Lynchburg on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Are you a fan of fireworks or collecting sports memorabilia? Or maybe instead of the bar, you want to spend your nights at the ballpark. Whatever your passion, the Lynchburg Hillcats have a mini plan package for you. Make sure to secure your tickets for every Thirsty Thursday, Freebie Friday, or fireworks show Saturday with one of our dated mini plans. Craving more baseball? Sign up for our 30-game mini plan. Not sure what games you want to go to? The Hillcats offer undated mini plans as well. For more information and to purchase your 2024 mini plan, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to the 30th anniversary season of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Anthony Flores will toe the rubber for the Mudcats on this Sunday afternoon. And he's had limited action, only making his sixth appearance, second start. But he's holding hitters to a .127 batting average, and he's been one of the best pitchers in the starting rotation for a rotation that has looked extremely solid this series.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about Flores, if you look at his numbers in the Arizona Complex League to start the season, that's where he started the year, was in Arizona. It's not quite as pretty. It's not bad by any means. But in Arizona, he held an ERA of 6.23 through August. Through August. And on the year combined between Carolina and Arizona, where he's had a very good start with the Mudcats, like you noted, Jason, he has an ERA of 5.05. So for whatever reason, since he's moved out of that Arizona sun, he's looked even better than he did at the Complex League.
Sometimes all it takes is some fresh scenery. And he's ahead of Tommy Hawk, who leads things off for the Oat Milkers. A two-strike offering from Flores. Beautiful breaking ball wrapped around the corner. And Hawk couldn't pull the trigger.
Good start for Flores as we take a look at the defense for the Mudcats. Garcia will be in left, Rodriguez in center. Briceno in right, Patanti at third. Dituri at short, Ilarte at second, Walling at first, and Dinges will be behind the plate.
First pitch, calling a strike, 0-1. Francisca batting .311, one home run, 13 RBIs. As he chops it over toward the shortstop, he makes a backhanded throw, across the diamond on the money, and the out is retired by Daniel Ilarte. So two up, two down as Luis Marejo, who has found himself in a bit of a cold spell over the last week or so. We knew he wasn't going to keep his 400-plus batting average for too much longer, but he's cooled off tremendously. Swinging on the first pitch to right field, Briseno will end the frame. One in the books, the final home game of the regular season for the Hillcats. We head to the second on the Malmo Oat Milkers Radio Network.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Top two, Jackson Humphreys looking for a better second inning than what he had the other night when he got the start against Carolina. Wasn't necessarily bad, but it started to show signs of the end for Humphreys as allowed a couple of base runners. He went 1-2-3 through the first inning, did the left-hander, as the Oat Milkers will retake the field. An interesting branding, and they got to give it up to Oatley. They have gone all out with this promotion. They've handed out goodie bags to the fans behind home plate as the official Oat Milkers section. There's a giant flag that's now being passed around as well. Everyone's got foam fingers. That's not going to be distracting at all. Filippo Di Turri takes up an in for ball one. The Oat Milkers, brought to you by Oatly, a proud sponsor of minor league baseball. Every team in minor league baseball rebranding as the Oat Milkers. 1-1 as another good breaking ball fools Di Turri. They call themselves Team 121 in terms of minor league baseball. The 1-1 offering. Right at the knees, a good hard fastball for strike two. You know, I wonder how that branding of 121 feels to the former minor league teams that were cut in the last round of movement. Knocks off the glove of Humphreys. He'll just do his best to smother the baseball. He flips on to first. They almost get to Turri as he's shaking out his right hand. That came back in a hurry and caught him right on the glove. Out comes Jordan Smith and Yuka Ogata to check on Humphreys. And in a week where they've had to use a lot of pitchers, yes, yesterday's rainout helped, but you don't really want to see a pitcher go down in the first inning.
Yeah, and I think it was more of the wrist forearm where it caught him. Tough to tell from our vantage point, but luckily it's not the throwing arm, at least, as Yuka Ogata and Jordan Smith, along with Christian Napchik and Logan Clark, talk things over with the lefty.
Sometimes it's just a stinger. If it catches you right on the wrist and right on a nerve, you can lose a lot of the feeling in that hand. And you can tell that they're flexing his glove to see if he has enough grip strength to even grip the baseball. And he gets the all clear. But when you hit that nerve and you kind of lose feeling in your arm or your hand, I can't even imagine for a pitcher what that would do to your comfortability on the mound.
They give Di Turri the single, which makes sense. Well-hit baseball. You know, Jason, I was looking. There's some money on this Mudcats team. Di Turri and Yoferi Rodriguez signing for over $1 million in 2023. And much like we've already talked about for the Brewers organization, both those guys, by and large, definitely Rodriguez, even more so than Di Turri, have had pretty standout first years at the Carolina League level.
First pitch to Daniel Guillarte takes in for a strike, 0-1. You You know, Connor, one of the things that I learned today, and at least for the Guardians organization, I don't necessarily know, can't guarantee it for the Brewers right. or other Dominican leagues, but 50% of that initial contract goes back to the academy that they then attend. Ground ball over towards short. Howe flips on to second for one. Francisco to first. Not in time. It's a bang-bang play at first. Beautifully executed turn by Howe to Francisco. But hustling down the line was Guillarte to avoid the double play.
That was one of the cleaner turns we've seen all year, especially between the new age infield pairings that we've seen since Angel Hanau, Rafael Ramirez Jr., and that crop has left.
Been a long time coming for the infield to figure things out as that missed off the outside edge for ball one to Reese Walling.
To your point, Jason, Lynchburg committed six errors and struck out 16 times on Friday. Both of those marks are team highs since the start of the second half of the Carolina League season.
Throw over toward first. It was not a pretty ball game, to put it in the gentlest terms I can describe it as. I've been told I'm a bit too much of a straightforward broadcaster. The throw over. Brutally honest, I think, were the words that were used. We'll try to flower it up a little bit, though that game was tough to flower. Definitely some thorns amongst the rows. The 1-0 to Walling takes outside again. Two balls, no strikes. It's been a difficult week for Lynchburg. You can tell with the season winding down and playoff hopes diminishing. Team's just getting tired. They're getting worn out. Off the end of the bat by Walling. 2-1.
I mean, you definitely point to the guys that have been with Lynchburg all season long. It's a long year. But even the guys in Arizona, they've been playing a lot of baseball. Even the guys coming from college, they just got done with the college season and are thrown now to the professional level. Everyone, no matter where you've been, has been playing a lot of baseball this summer.
And I think you see the fatigue more at the single A level than you do at any other level of minor league baseball, because mm-hmm. it's their first chance of a full right. summer of baseball. I mean, obviously, you have those guys that get placed in high A or double A, but that's the minority of what's on the team. At single A, a lot of them are making their first appearance at a full season level, and so they're all trying to adjust, or at least 75-80% of them are.
Yep, that's a good point.
Payoff pitch from Reese Walling, or to Reese Walling, rather. Runner takes off, and they have him in a rundown, but the throw gets away from Marejo. Walling will hold it second as he dove into the bag, not realizing that Marejo was nowhere near the baseball. So that'll be, I believe, a stolen base, not an error.
Second time in this series where a pickoff move has been well-timed for Lynchburg. They catch a guy leaning, and then it just doesn't go their way.
So runner in scoring position for the Mudcats. Here in the top of the second inning, the payoff pitch. Walling turns on it, but he was out in front, and that goes foul into the parking lot. A lot of mental mistakes in this series. A 3-2, a breaking ball, foul again.
Mudcats on the corners of the infield today have like a power forward center deal going. Batanti 6'4", and then Reese Walling even taller, 6'6", from first and third. Don't see that too often on the infield.
Sometimes you just got to play a game and pick up basketball after your baseball game's done. Walling spoils it. I wonder how shocked people are whenever they get asked, do you play basketball?
Mm-hmm.
And they have to say, no, I actually play baseball. Payoff offering. In the air. Shallow right. Marejo and Francisca converging. It'll be the second baseman, Francisca, who makes the grab. Two away.
Like to see that from Francisca. Calling off Marejo, being intentional about getting over to that ball. You could tell off the bat, Marejo looked like he was fighting it a little bit. And to move over for the second baseman, I think, was definitely the right call.
Signs of maturity for the young Francisca. Most likely he'll be back with Lynchburg next season. Obviously, it's all speculation at this point as Garcia swings through it for strike one. But we can expect guys like Francisca Marejo, some of the late-season call-ups, Logan Clark, Reebok. I mean, these guys that were not drafted this year but were assigned from Arizona late in the season to come to Lynchburg as that gets through the wickets of Logan Clark. And down to third goes Guillarte.
Piggybacking off what I was saying earlier, Francisca's looked pretty good at short, better than expected, I would say, for sure. But at second, especially, he's looked really solid. He can have that athleticism play even more on that side of second.
He's been able to range over to the opposite side of the bag quite often and make a few plays. The 1-1 to Garcia of the David variety as he takes upstairs. Two balls and a strike. Garcia batting .243, a 701 OPS. Lynchburg has not led in this series. They're on the verge of falling behind here in the second inning. Gets Garcia to chase down in the dirt. Got a piece of it, though, 2-2.
Lately, Humphreys has really been relying on his breaking pitches, going back a couple months now, oftentimes even pitching hitters backwards. So when he's got a feel for those pitches and he's able to get some friendly calls from the home plate umpire, that's when he's really on his game.
He's getting guys swinging at his breaking stuff today. The 2-2. Fastball on the inside corner. And he did not get the call from William Pascal. Full count. Runner 90 feet away. Scoreless ball game. Top of the second inning. Humphreys brings the ball close to his belt. Here it comes. Got him to chase a high heater. Down goes Garcia. And down go the Mudcats in the second. We head to the bottom half. Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Hey fans, are you looking to disconnect and enjoy a perfect getaway? Well, let me introduce you to Crabtree Falls Campground. With campsites right on the river, four rustic cabins, and bathrooms with hot water, Crabtree Falls Campground is your place to stay this summer. Located just an hour drive from Lynchburg, Crabtree Falls Campground is just a half-mile hike away from the tallest waterfall east of the Mississippi. Visit www.crabtreefallscampground.com or call them at 540-377-2066 to book your stay.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
You know, Connor, I've got a question for you.
Yep.
Where does milk come from in oats?
You're asking the wrong guy, man. Maybe I shouldn't say this on this broadcast on this day, but me personally, I am just give me the classic 2% normal milk. I don't mess around with any other milk substitutes.
I'll never understand where it actually comes from.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Like almond milk?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm naive. Christian Napchick takes up and in for ball one. But props to Ope for sponsoring this night. Just never understood how you can get milk from those different areas. Look at that. Who would have thought? Christian Napchick getting plunked. That's never happened before. Napchick, the team leader in hit by pitches. He's now at number 14.
Wow.
For the Hillcats. Four more than the next closest, Angel Hanau. And of active players, it's Luis Durango with eight. So Napchick will get aboard here in the second. Hillcats first base runner is Garrett Howe digs in. Taking upstairs for ball one.
Christian Knapik really is the embodiment of get on any way you can. He's got an on-base percentage over 380 while having an average hovering around the 250-60 area. Big reason is plays like that. He's got a great eye, but if you challenge him on the inside part of the plate, he'll just wear it. Currently the fifth best on-base percentage in the Carolina League.
And you know, a lot of guys, they're all decked out in the gear. Even when they're on the base pass, they have the sliding gloves. Knapik goes completely bare-armed. No sleeves, no gloves, no sliding glove, none of that stuff. He's here to play baseball, not necessarily dressed with all the accessories, unlike some players we've had come through Lynchburg this season. The 1-1 to Garrett Howe. Up and in. He had to dip his helmet down to avoid getting plunked. Boy, that'll wake you up. If you're tired on this Sunday afternoon, just have a breaking ball come right at your forehead.
Question is, does Knapik wear that one? That one's a little bit tougher.
I think that one would have been over his head.
That's true.
The 2-1, another throw over, Knapik in standing. You know, the more that I look at these jerseys, the more I feel like I'm watching like a milkman. Dropping off a bottle of milk back in the 1950s. I'm waiting for the truck to show up. Milkman, the paper boy, evening TV. Knapik takes off. The pitch is in the zone. The throw way offline. Good job by Guillarte to keep that on the infield. Stolen base for Knapik.
Knapik hasn't had a ton of stolen bases this year. He's very selective in when he goes. That is his 18th stolen base on the season.
The 2-2 as Knapik dancing off of second. Howe watches it wide, full count.
He's not a guy like Esteban Gonzalez was or Luis Durango, who once they get on, you know, it's just a matter of time before they go for second.
Even Jason Churio.
Yeah.
A guy that had really ramped up his base running. The payoff offering. And Howe just getting a piece of a curveball down and away.
Churio, 44 stolen bases. 11 times he was caught stealing, which is near the top of the Carolina League. But when you're stealing that many bags, you're going to get thrown out here and there.
And if I remember correctly, there were a handful of those that were controversial.
That's true.
The payoff pitch yet again to Howe. He got him to wave. One away. Big strikeout for Flores to get the first out of the second. Knapik will have to hold it second as Logan Clark digs in. We were talking to Clark before the ball game yesterday just about the city of Lynchburg and how it just kind of reminds him of his hometown. He feels very comfortable here. He's enjoyed his experience. As he chops one down the third baseline.
Well, the slash line reflects that comfortability. 294 average, 383 on base, and a slugging percentage of 451. 2-for-7 with a walk in this series. He's been one of the few Hillcat hitters this week that has been pretty decent.
Balk has been called. Knapik will go down to third as he makes the light jog 90 feet away. Hillcats, as we mentioned, have not led in this series, but now an opportunity with only one away in the bottom of the second inning. Clark into right center field, dropping hard, a base hit. Knapik got a late break, but he will score without a throw. And the Hillcats, for the first time this series, have the lead.
We got to break out these oat milkers jerseys more next year. Maybe that's the magic.
Let it rain oat milk. All over Bank of the James Stadium. Who needs a rain delay when you can just rain oat milk? Merritt Reebok digging in. Tops it out of play for strike one. That was a nice easy swing by Logan Clark. Early on when he was here, he was kind of swinging a little bit harder. But I like that approach right there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's been adjusting more toward as he's gotten comfortable at this level, is just nice and easy level swings.
Yeah, that's one of the few times I think I remember him going the other way with the ball. He's a very dead pull hitter, which has worked for him, especially here. But in that situation, to know the context of the game, have a runner on third with one down to go the other way with a pitch. It's good stuff.
Going the other way this time is Reebok. They'll flip to second for one, back to first. They won't get him. So retiring Clark is Gilarte, as Reebok will take his spot. Bringing up Bennett Thompson and talking about guys who have been swinging hard recently. Bennett Thompson, he just hasn't been able to barrel one up, and his average at 0.32, but he's been putting good swings on the baseball. He's just been getting a little bit too far underneath. It'd be nice to see him level it out and just punch one in the outfield. Reebok takes his lead, and it's skied into left field again. Garcia will jog in on it, make the running grab, and the second inning comes to a close. But Christian Knapchick comes around to score on the Logan Clark RBI single, and the Hillcats have the 1-0 lead as we head to the third on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Wondering how to buy tickets to minor league baseball games? Look no further than the Bally Live app. Download Bally Live today, and you can buy tickets to your favorite minor league baseball games and watch in person. Can't make it to the ballpark? We got you. Watch every minor league baseball game for free on the Bally Live app all season long. Pick your favorite team, track stats, chat with friends, and earn rewards in the Game Center. Download Bally Live from the app or Play Store today.
It's your last chance to catch the Lynchburg Hillcats at home this season as they square off against the Carolina Mudcats August 27th through September 1st at Bank of the James Stadium. Join us on Thursday night for College Night as we have special discounts for all of our local college students. In case you were curious, yes, it's still Thirsty Thursday. Then on Friday, we'll celebrate Christmas a few months early with a special Southpaw Snow Globe giveaway. Be sure to say goodbye to baseball for 2024 by getting your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to the 30th anniversary season of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
We head to the top of the third inning. Lynchburg with their first lead of the series, 1-0. And for the Hillcats, that seems like a massive improvement over how these last couple of games have gone. And it's got to feel good for Humphreys to be the first pitcher to be able to pitch with a little bit of an advantage, even though it's only one run.
It helps a lot, though, to be able to know you've got a little bit of leeway to work with. And the biggest thing that I think is the difference, it's not the fact that the Hillcats had runners in scoring position. They've had that all series long. Especially earlier in the games, though, it's been difficult for them to find a way to get him home. And for Logan Clark, you talked about it, Jason. He just took the ball the other way and did his job. Didn't try to do too much, expand his zone. Took the pitch where it was located and put a good swing on it. He'll catch lead for the first time this week.
Miguel Briceño, the pitcher, takes downstairs 1-1. He came in as a position player pitching on Friday evening and worked a 1-2-3 ninth in a 4-run ball game. A 1-1. Skied. Everybody converging first base side. Marejo calling him off. Makes the grab. One away. That'll bring up Yoswar Garcia. Garcia, maybe the most dangerous nine-hole hitter in all the Carolina League. He's batting .290, a home run, 41 RBIs. As he takes down in the dirt for ball one.
Got a similar I wouldn't say swing, but I guess stance to what Luis Castillo does for them. He waves the bat over his head as he waits for the pitcher to deliver and get into his load. Pretty interesting.
He is fourth in the Carolina League in batting average. 2-0 in there for a strike, 2-1. What's interesting is he's batting .290, but his OPS is only .697.
Singles, baby.
Lots of singles, and he doesn't walk a ton. Off the top of the zone, 2-2.
Similar to Tommy Hawk, with his speed, I wouldn't be surprised if you look at his spray chart, a lot of infield singles out of him. Hey, which works? Base runners. So important.
can't score if you can't get guys aboard. I mean, it's not entirely true, but that's tipped right at the plate. But especially at this level of the game, you're not crushing a home run every time you come to the plate.
Mudcats certainly are. They have the third least home runs in all the Carolina League, 54 homers as a team. Some guys at the majors just are approaching that number by themselves.
Aaron Judge, the first name that comes to mind when you approach that number.
Yeah.
For some reason, I combined him with Adam Jones, the former Baltimore Orioles outfielder.
Underrated player.
Very underrated. The 2-2, good pitch. Left it high. Garcia underneath it. Off-balance approach. There's two down. Fourth strikeout for Humphreys as Yoferi Rodriguez will get his second trip.
For Humphreys, it really seems like his great outings compared to his middling outings or even worse comes down to what does the breaking pitches look like and how effective are they?
Well, that was effective into center. Everybody leaving the ball field except for Durango, who secures it. And he played three half innings with Lynchburg in the field. And still, it's a 1-0 lead for the Oat Milkers. We'll step aside on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Lynchburg Hillcats are ready for a summer of fun with a fresh slate of weekly promotions for you and your family to enjoy. Every Tuesday, get a free ticket to the next Tuesday home game as part of our 2 for Tuesday promotion. Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday with hot dog deals each week, and Thursday will bring back our traditional Thirsty Thursday with drink specials all night long. On Friday, join us for Freebie Friday for a new giveaway each week. We'll have fireworks every Saturday night, and kids can eat free each Sunday during the season. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Bottom third, Durango Hawk Francisca, the 3-2 up for Lynchburg as they wrap up their home slate before hitting the road against Fredericksburg and what could have a lot of consequences for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Carolina right now in that number one slot. And if they stay there, it comes down to who can finish second. And Lynchburg has currently the season tie break over the Nationals as they've played them pretty solidly this year. The first pitch misses up high for ball 1-2 Durango. So they currently own that tie break mark with a big series to come starting on Tuesday. They got to take care of business this afternoon to stay in it. 1-1 as Durango fouls it over the screen.
Durango was riding a 5-game hit streak earlier in the series. It has been snapped. On the series, he's 1-for-9 with a walk and 2 strikeouts.
Big swing and a miss. 1-2 by Luis Durango. Durango batting .267, no home runs, 14 RBIs, and he may be the most unlucky player to don a Hillcats jersey this season. The injuries he's had to deal with. The 1-2. Ground ball up the middle. Charging is to Turi and beating Durango with the throw for out number one.
The Turi this series, I think we said it on Friday, but he's been one of the most sure-handed middle infielders we've seen come to the Bank of the James Stadium this year. You know, it's obvious why he does rank in the top 30 of the Brewers prospects. He's not going to bring super high contact, super high power, but he does everything pretty well in the fielding, at least for this level, is well above average.
I've been impressed with the Mudcats defensively in this series. Tommy Hawk swings through it for strike two. And, well, let the issue of Acosta at third base be set aside for a moment. everyone else has played pretty much cleanly on the bases. Line drive, base hit, Tommy Hawk. The Arthur's Jewelers Player of the Year, as voted on by Hillcats fans, receiving a watch before the ball game. Picks up a base hit in the final home game of the regular season.
That snaps an 0-for-13 streak for Tommy Hawk this series. First base hit of the week for Tommy. Good to see him get back in the hit column. Classic Tommy Hawk swing right there. Inside out, line drive the other way.
Obi and Francisca swings through a breaking ball for strike one. They need Tommy Hawk to produce if they want to have a chance at the postseason in the final week. Hawk has been a spark plug at the top of the order and sometimes in that middle part of the order as well, depending on where they put him. The 0-1 ground ball, first base side into right field under the glove of Walling. Hawk around second, he'll turn and burn for third. And the Hillcats have runners at the corners with one away in the bottom of the third inning. Another nice opposite field approach, this time by Francisco.
Yeah, and I'm with you, Jason. I think this iteration of the Hillcats, if they're going to have success against Fredericksburg, they're going to have to lean into two things. One, contact. Most notably, line driver on the ground hit hard like that. And second, I think they're going to have to ramp up the small ball. Tommy Hawk's going to have to go. Francisca might even have to get on the stolen base effort. You're going to have to be situational with what you do as far as laying down some bunts. We've seen Luis Durango try to do that a couple times this series. This isn't the Hillcats of old with Ralphie Velasquez and Angel Hanau at the middle of the order. They do have some sluggers like Marejo, who's up now. But you're going to have to get creative, crafty, and scrappy. Just classic Hillcats baseball over the last five seasons or so.
1-0 lead, Lynchburg in front. And small ball to load, fill up the bases in this inning as Marejo fouls it off his leg. Runners at the corners, one away, 1-1 count on Marejo. I wouldn't be shocked to see Francisca take a chance towards second, but also with the left-handed Flores on the bump, you always hesitate a little bit more, but a rundown would not be the worst situation because it could allow Hawk to break for home. Breaking ball misses wide. Two balls and one strike.
We've seen Hawk break for home by himself. Remember that one inning against Delmarva? He stole second, third, and home. Just that's part of the reason why this Lynchburg crowd loves him so much. Plays like that.
Throw over Francisca back with a dive, dirting up the white Milkman jerseys.
What do you think's harder to do? What we saw from Logan Clark, throw out three base runners in an inning behind the dish, or steal second, third, and then a straight steal at home?
Well, that's tough. A really good question. Yeah. Really good question. The 2-1, called a strike, 2-2. I'm going to say throwing out three base runners.
I agree. You just never see it.
Just because guys don't run like that.
Yeah.
They're not running that often. The opportunities you have to steal home would be greater than the opportunities you have to throw out a runner three times. Line drive, left field, but foul. Marejo out in front. But that's a really interesting question because to steal three bags in one inning, how often has that happened before?
Yeah, not often. Like you said, I think the chances you have to throw three runners out in an inning is pretty slim. I don't know why you'd keep running on the guy. That's what Clark found himself in.
Throw over. And that's a balk. That's one too many pickoffs. Hawk will score. Erlen Serta was right on it. As soon as the throw came over, he pointed toward the third baseman and waved him home. And now some chirping coming from the Mudcats as I can't tell if Pascal just issued a warning, but he's hearing it from the Mudcats dugout. It looks like it's the manager, Nick Stanley, who's having his say with Pascal. So now Francisca in scoring position, a 2-0 lead for Lynchburg. The 2-2 to Marejo is fouled away once again.
And for Flores, he's balked twice now. And both were very pivotal and moved Christian Napchik from second to third. And then this one scores a run.
I believe that was the disengagement balk, allowing the runners to advance. So that missed a little bit high and wide. Full count. Good at-bat here for Marejo, too. That's something we haven't seen much this series either, is a good at-bat. Just long plate appearances to wear out the pitcher. even if they get out. A 3-2 offering. Breaking ball misses high. Lynchburg gets another runner aboard. And out comes the pitching coach for the Mudcats, Michael O'Neill, as we're starting to see some of the holes in Anthony Flores' game.
Yeah. He cut down on a lot of what we're seeing here today since moving to the Carolina League level. Far less walks. Also, we've seen some just missed spots. I mean, that ball that Luis Marejo pulled down the left field side just foul was a breaking ball that was middle. The hit numbers was what stood out for him at the Arizona Complex League. He was giving up a lot of hits. He was giving up some walks, but the command didn't seem like a glaring issue, which oftentimes isn't the case. At the Arizona Complex League level, you'll see guys that just walk everyone around. Flores, he had the command, just was getting hit a little bit harder. Since he's moved up to this level, that's changed. But, I mean, Lynchburg, definitely the pitcher they've had the most success against this week.
Without a doubt, especially the starting pitcher, because yep. They have not had any success in the beginning of ball games. The tail ends have been a little bit different. They've had success in the seventh and eighth innings this series, but anything before that has been tough sledding. Christian Knapcheck, he wore one in his first plate appearance. And swings at the first one for strike one. Beaten, battered, and bruised is Christian Knapcheck. 14 times he's been hit by a pitch this season. The 0-1, another breaking ball. Knapcheck sends it into center field. Could be deep enough to move Francisco over. He'll tag from second. A good throw from the center fielder. Will not be cut off. Francisco down to third. And those runners out the corners with two outs. Garen Howe. He struck out in his first plate appearance. But an RBI opportunity. Lynchburg up 2-0 here in the bottom of the third inning. Trying to extend that lead and give themselves some cushion against a Mudcats lineup that has caused problems for Lynchburg in this series. Marejo takes his lead off at first. Up and in, and it hit him. Square in the spine. 87. I believe that might have been a fastball. That's the second batter that Flores has hit. And the second time he's gone up and in on Howe, who had to duck out of the way of a breaking ball in his first plate appearance.
No ill intent goes without saying. But it loads the bases for Logan Clark.
What an opportunity for Clark. He had a nice, easy opposite field swing in his first time up. Bases loaded, two down here. First pitch, a breaking ball and a beauty. Strike one. Clark, bats from the right-hand side. He's got an RBI today. Takes a fastball, strike two.
If you're Logan Clark, as the catcher of the Hillcats, you're keying in on that part of the strike zone being available. Hopefully you get the same treatment for Jackson Humphreys.
Don't remember it. Two-strike pitch, and Clark can't touch it. Nice breaking ball as Flores gets out of it. But Lynchburg does get another run on the board, courtesy of his own balk. We head to the fourth. 2-0 advantage for Lynchburg. Connor Young, your middle innings. Coming up next on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd. For the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
You've probably heard the old saying, the best things in life are free. But do you believe it? The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make sure you and your kids do. Sign your kids up for Southpaw's Free Kids Club and experience the best free activity your money can't buy. All Kids Club members receive complimentary tickets to 5 designated Kids Club games, Virginia 529 Fun Zone passes for the whole season, and exclusive autograph sessions with players. Kids 12 and under can sign up at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to activate their Kids Club membership today.
It's time for a quick check of the Carolina League scoreboard. Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's Jason Prill.
For one last time in 2024, it's the out-of-town Carolina League scoreboard. Let's see what we're working with. 3-0 Salem already over Delmarva as JoJo Ingracia and Blake Money square off. Two guys Lynchburg has squared off against several times this year. Fayetteville, Charleston, Fredericksburg, Kannapolis, Downeast, Myrtle Beach, Columbia, Augusta, all set to get started. Probably right around the time we're finishing here in the Bank of the James Stadium. Maybe we can update you on a couple of those games when the postgame show comes around. But for now, 3-0. Salem leads Delmarva on the road through 2. 2-0 through 3 here in Lynchburg as the Hillcats are enjoying their first lead of the series. First time they've led the ball game since I've taken over in the fourth so far this week. Marco Dingis, he struck out in his first plate appearance. Works a 1-1 count against Jackson Humphreys on this occasion. Humphreys had looked sharp through the outset here this afternoon. For whatever reason, on getaway days, in day games in general, Lynchburg has not had the same record they have in other situations. 14-16 through day games this year.
Sometimes that quick turnaround from a Saturday night into a Sunday afternoon can be difficult.
Beautiful backdoor breaking ball for Jackson Humphreys. The curveball variety on this occasion sets down Dingis for the second time this afternoon.
Carolina not happy with Pascal's strike zone right now or some of the decisions of these umpires. Dingis had some choice words as he walked back to the dugout. I wouldn't be shocked if they start getting a little bit more animated as the night goes on if they struggle to find base runners.
If you're Pascal, you got to call that for Humphreys. That one's getting rung up on Logan Clark in the last at-bat. So that part of the strike zone is certainly for the taking when it comes to the arms.
And I think the other thing is just because it comes down doesn't mean that it's high.
Yep.
To me, that looked like a perfectly executed backdoor breaking ball.
Yep.
Just because it came in the top corner, it still came in at the top corner.
Batanti down in the count, 0-2. Humphreys' 0-2 pitch is another good breaking ball. This one left up. Batanti can certainly do some damage with that pitch if he's ready for it. However, self-defense swing, trying to stay alive in the at-bat. Good work from Humphreys and Clark to switch up on him.
I'm going to say he didn't look comfortable with that one coming in either. He kind of pulled his front foot out.
The 0-2 once more. Goes slider here. Batanti lays off. Humphreys. The longest we've seen him go is 6 innings. And he racked up 9 strikeouts in arguably his best start with the Hillcats right here in the Bank of the James Stadium earlier this year. Batanti squares that up loud off the bat, and that's going to be extra bases. Bouncing off the right field wall. Played well by Reebok, who puts in a competitive throw to the shortstop Garrett Howe over the cutoff man. But Batanti rings a double through the Bank of the James Stadium.
That was a powerful stroke. I thought a good throw may have been able to beat him, but I think Reebok put a little bit too much of an arc on it to get it in toward Howe at second. Howe did a good job to come up toward it and meet the ball as early as possible, but Batanti was already in a slide by the time he was able to grasp it, and at that point, it's a little bit too late.
First extra base hit of the afternoon. Like you said, that play at second, a little closer than I think Batanti thought it would be, just because that's a situation where you hit the ball so hard, it gets right off the wall and into the fielder's hands. Was able to beat it out. Put a runner in scoring position for Filippo Dottori. Back-to-back top 30 prospects in the order for the Carolina Mudcats. It's been pretty routine so far this series. Last game on Friday, the Mudcats went 5-for-14 with runners in scoring position. Not bad. 14 times to have a runner at least at second, is a lot in a ball game. And to convert on close to half of those chances, no wonder why they put up 9 runs by the time the game was over. Dottori, 1-for-1. He singled after sending a ball on the ground off Jackson Humphrey's glove side wrist. He'll elevate this pitch, send it deep into center field. Send Luis Durango all the way back to a couple feet shy of the warning track. Batanti will have third easily, but with two down, Jackson Humphreys once again in a prime position to sneak away without any damage after a bit of a threatening inning.
The one thing that does worry me is two batters have had hard contact in this frame. And I'm not going to say he's getting tired yet, but he is getting close to 60 pitches. And that is, for much of the year, been his stopping point.
Right.
I wouldn't be shocked to see him get 70, 75 today, but he's getting closer to his pitch count, so maybe only one more inning left in the tank.
And another thing we saw from him and Alex Clemmie earlier in the year is when it got to the fourth inning, third inning, second time around the order, if you will, things started to stall out. Now, to Humphrey's credit, he's kind of moved past that lately. Off the end of the bat, that might be broken lumber. Garrett Howe fumbles on the transition. Did he get him in time still? Yes, he did. Good recovery from the shortstop from Samford. As, what do you know? Another vanishing act from the southpaw. Jackson Humphreys gets out of things unscathed as the Hillcats will grab the bats and head to the bottom of the fourth.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just 3 easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
Are you a fan of fireworks or collecting sports memorabilia? Or maybe instead of the bar, you want to spend your nights at the ballpark. Whatever your passion, the Lynchburg Hillcats have a mini plan package for you. Make sure to secure your tickets for every Thirsty Thursday, Freebie Friday, or fireworks show Saturday with one of our dated mini plans. Craving more baseball? Sign up for our 30-game mini plan. Not sure what games you want to go to? The Hillcats offer undated mini plans as well. For more information and to purchase your 2024 mini plan, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings, here's Connor Young.
Jason, I've got an interesting, maybe difficult question for you. Very hypothetical, but in 5 years, if someone said, what do you remember from the 2024 Lynchburg Hillcats season? What would be the first thing that comes to mind for you? I know what it is for me, but I'm curious your thoughts.
Are you looking for a moment or a takeaway?
Just first thing that comes to your head when I ask that question.
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is just all the talent that was in Lynchburg to start the season.
That's true.
I can't get over how many top prospects, individual stars we had come through here. I mean, you think about Matt Wilkinson was this season.
I know.
And that was a long time ago. I think about Angel Hanau and the way he performed. Churio, Ralphie Velasquez, all these guys starting the season here in Lynchburg. I mean, Fork, Maltrude, Esteban Gonzalez, the list goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
And I think for me, when somebody asks me what I remember about this year's rendition of the Hillcats, that's what's going to come to my mind. It's just the amount of talent that we saw fluctuate through the Hill City. What about you, Connor?
For me, the first thing that comes to mind, I like your point, is just that Matt Wilkinson game. 15 strikeouts.
Yeah.
I mean, the coverage that we got from that nationally, and well-deserved for Matt Wilkinson, by the way. Everything that came along with Tugboat Mania just feels like a fever dream.
Well, it was a fever dream. I don't think we will ever at this level see a performance like that. At least not 15 strikeouts and 6 no-hit innings.
Yeah.
You might get double-digit strikeouts. You might get 6 no-hit innings again. You might even get 7 no-hit innings from a pitcher. But to combine the two.
Bounce to first. Flip to the pitcher Flores. A close play. But they say he got him in time. First look at Walling over at first base. Yeah. I mean, especially with how monitored pitchers are as far as their workload is concerned. I mean, even up the major league level, but especially in the minor leagues, to see a guy be able to stay in the game long enough to accumulate 15 strikeouts, I'm going to say I don't think you see that again at the Carolina League level.
And that early in the season as well, you don't see that in the month of April.
Yeah.
You see that maybe in the month of July after guys have had their arms stretched out enough and they're loose. They're in the prime of the season, the midst of everything that's going on. At that point of the year, your pitch count is extremely limited.
Yeah.
You're maybe throwing 70-75 if you're lucky. And to get through six innings on that strict of a pitch count and pick up 15 strikeouts, I mean, I don't remember exactly how many pitches he threw, but his ratio of balls to strikes has to have been historic in that ballgame.
The 1-2 to Thompson is a breaking pitch that is nowhere close for Flores. He's looked really uncomfortable with anything but the fastball, having a hard time locating it, which makes it so much more difficult when you can't really go to other pitches in your bag besides the heater. Bennett Thompson's looking to break out of a bit of a slump, as once again, Flores looking very uncomfortable on the bump. His follow-through on his delivery is tailing all the way to the third base side. Brings the count full. For Thompson, he is now one for his last 32. That one's off the handle. Once again, might want to check that bat. And he will give it a look over. Looks like he's decided he'll take a new twig. Yeah, through his first seven games with the Hillcats, dating back to August 15th, where he made his Hillcat debut, just one for 32 through his last 30-plus at-bats. But he has put some good wood on the ball recently, just haven't been able to find that base knock in over 16 days now, which is, that's tough. Hitting's hard. I mean, you'll see anyone just about at any level at a time go through a cold spell in their career. Even the best. I mean, we talked about what Aaron Judge is doing this season. He knows what it's like to be rolling cold at the dish. Strike three as Thompson's tough day at the plate will continue. This time he goes down looking. It'll bring up Luis Durango with two down. Nine-hitter hoping to spark a two-out rally.
So I did the research.
Yeah.
And in that game with Wilkinson's 15 strikeouts, they did give him 82 pitches. But he threw 56 strikes.
Wow.
Which is still a really good percentage.
First pitch to Durango. He'll square around but pull it back as it's up by his eyes at 89. A fastball from Flores. I mean, that's just Matt Wilkinson's game in a nutshell, right? Fill up the strike zone. Let's see what you got. He's a challenge pitcher all the way through. And the interesting part is he's not a challenge pitcher who throws a fastball at 95-plus as Durango is continuing to look to test the new third baseman, Betonti. Although he has a lot of experience at third base, we haven't seen him there yet this series. It's been only first.
He came up as a third baseman. That's what he was drafted as. And he's made the transition to first base, but he's probably more natural and comfortable at the hot corner.
If there's anything about his game that you would think you might be able to exploit at third is having him come in on the ball. He is a little bit of a lankier, taller guy. But give him this, what he can cover laterally at third is pretty impressive.
And for taller guys, it can be harder to get down on the baseball.
Yes, definitely.
Especially when you're charging forward. You just lose your balance a little bit easier. And there's nothing against being tall. It's just the nature of the fact that your body's not really built to be falling forward to try to pick up a baseball.
Good breaking pitch is hit on the ground softly to second. Dettori will take care of it as the Hillcats go down in order for the first time since the first inning. We've played four. We head to the fifth here in the last game of the home season in 2024.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit CommonwealthGames.org.
Tonight's broadcast is directed and produced by Virch. Virch elevates your broadcast by supplementing your production staff with experienced switchers and operators. The graphics you're seeing on our broadcast tonight are powered by Virch's all-new graphics engine, offering advanced stats and personalized graphics on a budget. Visit www.virch.co to give your fans the next-gen viewing experience.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Welcome back into the Bank of the James Stadium as the Hillcats lead it 2-0. First lead of the series as Jackson Humphreys will head out for the fifth. Good bounce back start so far for Jackson Humphreys. He struggled a bit on Tuesday. In that outing, he went 3 2/3, 5 hits, 3 earned runs, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts, did pick up the loss as well. Reese Walling popped out to Welby and Francisca in his first at-bat. Two-oh count on the slugging first baseman. Average of 186, 4 home runs on the year. This one's sky high again on the right side. Luis Marejo might have a play on it. He's going to go all the way up to the wall, but run out of room in a hurry. You know, we talked about the OPS of Yosuar Garcia being in the sixes despite a 290 average. Well, Reese Walling, 186 average, but due to the power, a 607 OPS. Just kind of shows how it evens out when you consider the slugging percentage and the on-base percentage at the same time. The 2-1, good pitch from Jackson Humphreys. That'll find the zone.
And that's why a lot of people are starting to look at OPS as more of a measurement for the success of a ball player.
Mm-hmm.
And 700 typically is where they want to look for. That's the average of what they expect of an average ball player. So still some room to grow for Walling, but it does tell maybe a more fuller picture of what a player is capable of. Because you may have a lower batting average, but if you're able to pick up doubles and triples and home runs, that provides more value to an offense than a dink and dunk single.
Full count from Humphreys just misses. That's a pitch I know Logan Clark and Jackson Humphreys are going to want. They continue to go to the outside part of the plate because that's been where the strikes have been called today. And in this case, just don't get it. I'll say this, Jason. For me, OPS is definitely the stat I look to these days. Before, a lot of it was average, much like wins and losses were considered heavily for pitchers. As speaking of arms, Jackson Humphreys is going to be taken out of the ballgame here by Jordan Smith. 66 pitches Humphreys has allowed. 4 innings, 5 strikeouts. He is responsible for Walling at first. But Jordan Smith will go to the bullpen and we'll meet when he brings out when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
It's your last chance to catch the Lynchburg Hillcats at home this season as they square off against the Carolina Mudcats August 27th through September 1st at Bank of the James Stadium. Join us on Thursday night for College Night as we have special discounts for all of our local college students. In case you were curious, yes, it's still Thirsty Thursday. Then on Friday, we'll celebrate Christmas a few months early with a special Southpaw Snow Globe giveaway. Be sure to say goodbye to baseball for 2024 by getting your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You've probably heard the old saying, the best things in life are free. But do you believe it? The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make sure you and your kids do. Sign your kids up for Southpaw's Free Kids Club and experience the best free activity your money can't buy. All Kids Club members receive complimentary tickets to 5 designated Kids Club games, Virginia 529 Fun Zone passes for the whole season, and exclusive autograph sessions with players. Kids 12 and under can sign up at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to activate their Kids Club membership today.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Yervis Alfaro, he was scheduled to get the start yesterday. Now, with that game rained out, it looks like the Hillcats are going to give Jackson Humphreys a start, of course, as we saw, but then allow Yervis Alfaro to, in part, get a start, being the piggyback, although he is coming with a base runner already on base, which is something that he definitely isn't accustomed to, being used in a starting role all this year. Faro pitched 42 2/3 innings in the Arizona Complex League this year before being called up to Lynchburg. In those 40 innings pitched, he pitched to an ERA of 3.38. As he's going to get a comebacker right back to him after coming into the game. He'll go the easy way to first. Waller will improve to second on the fielder's choice. His numbers in the Arizona Complex League are impressive. But as is the case with a lot of pitchers out of the ACL, the biggest thing for him to be mindful of today is command. He's walked 8 batters and plunked 2 through just over 16 innings pitched this season with the Hillcats. We've seen him get better in being able to rein in that lack of command at times through working with Tony Arnold and the Hillcats here in Lynchburg. And that's just what you want to see him continue to take steps in, which is so often the case with younger pitchers that come out of the Arizona Complex League, Jason.
And he's another guy that'll probably be here next season alongside some of the hitters that we talked about, Marejo, Francisca. But he pitched so well in the Arizona Complex League, he earned a Complex League All-Star Game nod,
yeah,
just announced by Minor League and Major League Baseball. So a huge honor for him, and that's a talented arm, the right-hander. I mean, yes, his numbers haven't been perfect here in Lynchburg, but we've seen flashes of it. I mean, his first outing with the Hillcats was really strong,
yep,
2 weeks ago when everything went awry for the Hillcats pitching staff. He came in and for at least one game was able to solidify a pitching staff that was all over the place in terms of trying to find a guy to step up.
The 1-1 from Alfaro under the knees of Brissino. Walling, he leads off second after drawing a walk. That walk, just the first Jackson Humphreys gave up in the start. Talk about a guy who earlier in the year, you know, command was something that he was really trying to work on and even talked to us about it on Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show. And for him to, you know, in his last home start of the season, be able to walk away after a good outing, allowing just one walk, it's got to feel good. 3-1 to Brissino. Pulled fair right past Christian Napchik at third base, and that's going to get into the corner, kick off the bullpen of the Hillcats. It'll score Walling with ease, and Brissino will pull in with a double and plate the first run of the game for the Mudcats. That run will be charged to Jackson Humphreys.
Just perfectly placed down the third base line. It rode it all the way into the corner, and, I mean, Hawk played it well off the padding, but the speed of Brissino was going to be tough to try and catch up to. And Hillcats still not out of trouble in the top of the fifth inning. They lead only by one. And the way that Carolina can put runners aboard and score runners, you have to be very careful with how you approach the rest of this inning. Dangerous nine-hole hitter as well.
First pitch to Yoswar Garcia is swung on, lifted right side. Barrett Reebok tracking all the way to the corner. That ball had a lot more carry than I thought it would. And moving up to third base will be Brissino.
Well, Garcia swinging out of his helmet. He lost that at home plate, which you don't see very often, but you could tell he was just trying to elevate something, move the runner down to third, and that's how good Carolina is. They are selfless baseball players, and they understand that the greater goal of the team and the greater goal of trying to score runs and take the lead from Lynchburg is more important than putting up your individual stats. So he moved the runner down to third, did his job, a productive out.
First pitch to Eufemio Rodriguez misses outside. Rodriguez 0 for his last 7 dating back to Friday. He is the 6th-ranked prospect in the Brewers organization. Had a really good debut Carolina League season this year. You know, he brings the ability to hit for average. Some pop as well with 7 home runs. And then in center field, he is a very serviceable fielder, very well-rounded. That's what I think has been, maybe aside from Bitonti, not saying that he's not a good prospect, he just really brings the power. That's the big show-stealer for him. But when you look at these prospects or this Mudcats team in general, that's the theme for me. Well-rounded, good baseball players with really no glaring weaknesses. 2-1, swung on and missed. Alfaro, 1 strike away from stranding yet again another Mudcat. A 2-2. Good pitch. Rodriguez keeps the bat on the shoulder. Daring for the left-handed hitter, but it pays off. Count will move full. Brissino 90 feet away. The full count pitch is spoiled. We'll do it again.
A walk's not the worst thing here. However, with Rodriguez's speed, you can almost imagine that a walk would be putting a runner in scoring position.
Yeah, very true. Alfaro settles at the shoulders. Kicks and fires. Rodriguez, he won't go down.
It's a good at-bat. We saw this from Luis Marejo earlier in the game off of Flores, and he made him work, and that's exactly what Rodriguez is doing now, and oftentimes when you see a pitcher have to use so many pitches in one at-bat, they end up making a mistake.
fouled off again from the leadoff hitter. That's why he bats in that spot. That along with his plus contact on base skills and speed. I mean, another thing that Rodriguez has in his bag, you know, the makings of a five-tool player. I wouldn't say he's there yet, but you can see that potential. The 3-2. Ball four. Like you said, Jason, make the pitcher work. Oftentimes, you're gifted with either a mistake in the way of a pitch you can do something with or a free base.
And my expectation here is that Rodriguez, especially with the right-hander on the bump, is not going to be staying put at first base for long. And so what you did by walking that batter was allowed them to get most likely two runners in scoring position. Now, Logan Clark is behind home plate
tonight.
That's true. He had 3-1 inning where he caught a guy running. It's not a guarantee. And the question now becomes, we see Rodriguez holding there, showing not even a flinch towards second. Did the Mudcats learn their lesson to not run on Logan Clark?
The 1-0 from Alfaro in the dirt, blocked by Clark. Good pitch to run on if you're Rodriguez. Bounce to second. Charging is Francisca. Shuffles and throws in plenty of time. Well, the Mudcats did score there first, but they strand another runner 90 feet away. Lynchburg, they lead it 2-1.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first.
We get it. Finding activities for groups can be difficult. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make your life easier with our special group outings packages. No matter your group, spend the night out at the ballpark enjoying baseball with your favorite people. All group ticket packages come with discounted tickets, a PA and video board welcome, and the possibility for first pitches and on-field activities. Want to make the night extra special? Sign up for a group picnic and let the Hillcats take care of the details. For more information on groups or picnics, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings, here's Connor Young.
Well, we've got some housekeeping to do. Let's start with taking a look at Jackson Humphreys' final line. 4 innings pitched, 2 hits, 1 earned run, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. ERA down to 4.74 with what you would assume would be one start left to go on the season in Fredericksburg, just unless Lynchburg pulls off a miracle and secures a playoff spot. For the Mudcats, one Flores to another. Anthony into Jesus. Anthony, 4 innings pitched, 3 hits, 2 earned runs, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. Jesus Flores will enter the game. 2 2/3 innings pitched, 4 hits, 1 earned run, no walks, 3 strikeouts in his last outing against the Hillcats on Tuesday. So he's making his second appearance on the year. He has a ERA of 5.40, no wins, no losses. As he backs Tommy Hawk up, moves the count to 2-0. Tommy Hawk patient with the new man on the mound. He broke out of a bit of a mini slump in the bottom of the third with a single, his first of the series. He's taking all the way on 3-0.
You know, the Hillcats only have 3 hits, but they've been getting runners aboard, which is important in a game like today where you haven't had any success.
First at bat against Jesus Flores results in a free pass. Another thing we've been consistently urging the Hillcats to improve upon this series has been production at the top of the order. It's been hard to come by so far this week. Today, in that bottom of the third inning, Tommy Hawk reaches on a single, Welby Francisco reaches on a single, and then Luis Marejo works maybe the best at-bat of the game. And here they come again into shallow right field, almost a repeat of his last single. Welby Francisco with a good piece of hitting. Goes down and gets it to move Tommy Hawk over to third. And the Hillcats, once again, are knocking.
How about this 1-2 combo between Hawk and Francisco? Almost a spitting image of what happened earlier in the ball game. Just a little base knock to right field. Francisco able to move Hawk from first to third. Now you have runners at the corners, and this time nobody out for Luis Marejo.
The ever-dangerous Luis Marejo. We heard him talk about his relationship with Andrés Giménez, Guardians star second baseman, and how in the off seasons those two have a very close working relationship with one another. Mentioned Yoenis Cespedes being a guy that he has taken tips from over the year. Yoenis Cespedes, man, when he made his tear through the Major League Baseball, man, it was a short-lived run, but it was electric.
He was a lot of fun to watch, and he had some pop.
Line drive, center field, drops in front of Rodriguez. Tommy Hawk will score as the top of the order comes alive here on Sunday afternoon. The Hillcats have scored again.
Connor, I'm happy for you. You finally got to call a run being scored in this series. It's Lynchburg piecing things together, three hits to open up the inning, and they're doing it in the way that the Hillcats had their success early in the season. Dink and dunk, let's get base hits. Let's not try to overswing. Let's just pick up singles, move guys over, be aggressive, get runs on the board.
That's Christian Apchick's MO as he'll stroll in. First pitch he sees on the inside part of the plate, he stings foul. Francisco leads off second, Marejo off first. No outs in the inning. Flores could be looking for double play ball to make things a little bit easier the rest of the way through for the Mudcats here in the top of the sixth. That'll crowd Napchik. He darts out of the way. This time he decides, yeah, I won't wear this one.
That would have been number 15 on the season.
3-1 lead, Lynchburg. Their biggest advantage of the series, the two-run margin, similar to what we saw earlier in this ball game. Carolina scoring their first run just one half inning ago. The 1-1 pitch from Flores. Check swing, but a full swing in the eyes of William Pascal. We'll set down Christian Napchik. Garrett Howe reached on a hit-by-pitch in the third, struck out in the second. He'll now bat with one down, two aboard, one in scoring position, as Lynchburg would love to put up their first crooked number of the afternoon.
It's a big strikeout, though, because now the double play can end the inning. But it was nice for the Hillcats to at least get the one run back, but they need more.
Howe watches one low. On the series, 2-for-12 with an RBI and two walks, four strikeouts. 9 strikeouts on the year for the shortstop to 9 walks. And he did show an ability to be a high-contact hitter during his college days at Samford, as well as being a high-on-base guy. We've seen some signs of that in a small sample size here in Lynchburg. It's also seeming like he's gotten a lot more comfortable in the field, which was something I think the Guardians were banking on him being a plus fielder on the infield. At first, there were some shaky moments there, but lately, seems like he's settled right on it.
I mean, we mentioned it a while back that he was a gold glover in high school.
Yep.
So that's something that's been a part of his game for a while, and sometimes just the nerves and transitioning to a different level cause an impact.
Grew up around Atlanta, Georgia. It's definitely a competitive area when it comes to baseball. 3-1 count. Flores kicks and fires. Sweeping breaking pitch. Ends up middle for strike two is Hal watches. Started off with a walk from Tommy Hawk. Prototypical leadoff man. Single from Francisco to move him over. And then Luis Marejo shot one into center to bring him home. Hal will stay alive. Keep the count full. Taps one foul. Just a couple feet in front of the Mudcats dugout. The 3-2. Right up the middle. Look out, Flores. And here comes Francisca. He'll get the wave from Jordan Smith. The throw! Got him! Ah! Well-being Francisca elects not to slide. Stays on his feet. And either way, it was going to be a tough play. As it was a beautiful throw from Rio Ferry Rodriguez in center field. As we talked about, the fielding for the Mudcats has been far above average from what we've seen this season, and that's why it can come down big down the stretch. That saves a run.
And it saves a big run because that makes it a three-run ball game. Two runs feels pretty manageable. Three runs in a game where the Hillcats have been pitching pretty well, it can feel like a bit more of a crater. And Francisca probably should have gone down into a slide there, but the throw did take him right into the path of what was happening. And all the action, and a great job by Dinges just to slap the tag on the knee of Francisca. The Hillcats, up until that very point, had been very cautious on the bases. Even on the base hits to center field where runs had scored, they were holding the runner at third until the ball actually hit the dirt. And so I was kind of shocked to see Jordan Smith wave him around. They know that they can't afford to lose outs on the base paths in a game like this when they really need a win to stay alive.
Yeah, like you said, I think I would like to see him slide there, but at the end of the day, it's just a great play in center field. I mean, we talked about UNS Cespedes just a little bit ago. He had one of the best arms when he was having his run in the bigs. Ferry Rodriguez with a dart in center. Logan Clark, 1-for-2, already with an RBI under his belt. Luis Marejo in scoring position for the catcher. Clark, slash line at 302, 383, 451, as I already mentioned in his first at-bat. Just a complete hitter, especially from the catcher position. Two home runs, 10 RBIs, OPS of 840. 2-1 count here from Flores. It's his first getting out of the bullpen. Hasn't been squeaky clean. Lynchburg has a propensity to get to relievers. 2-1. Backdoor breaking ball that just misses William Pascal's zone. Logan Clark now in a hitter's count. 2 on, 2 down. 3-1 count to the righty catcher. Goes away, does Flores. Similar to the pitch that Logan Clark punched into shallow right field on a line to score a run. Looking to do the same here, just a little bit behind the fastball. The 3-2, both runners take off, fouled off the back foot of Clark. With both runners getting a head start here, anything hit to the outfield, you'd think might have a chance at scoring too, because Garrett Howe can fly.
I was about to say the exact same thing. He's a runner, he's a track star. He can just turn and burn. And he'll be right on Marejo's heels on anything hit to the outfield.
Full count from Flores. Just high. Logan Clark works a good at-bat, his second of the afternoon. It'll load the bases for Barrett Reebok.
Good at-bat there from Logan Clark. He didn't try to do too much. He didn't try to swing away at everything. Just took things in stride, similar to his first at-bat. The first one, opposite field single. This one, loads up the bases with a walk and passes the baton to Barrett Reebok.
Two walks in the inning. Now for Jesus Flores, I should say, and almost a wild pitch. Dinges gets the glove down to save a run. Barrett Reebok on the series, 1-for-7 with an RBI and a walk. has had success with runners in scoring position already against the Mudcats. 1-0 count. Check swing. Make it a full swing. Strike one.
I think that one should have been appealed.
Yeah.
Personally, I didn't think he went around. It was awkward for sure, but no way do I think that he went all the way around.
The 1-1 nonetheless. Crowds Reebok. You can tell Flores is trying to find William Paschal's zone. Missing in, missing out.
It's been a bit all over the place, and they already have a guy warming up. He's made almost 30 pitches in this inning.
Bases are juiced. Goes to the curveball and just snags the outside corner.
And it's the second inning of this ball game where the Hillcats have had the bases loaded with two down.
It's been a theme, honestly, this whole series. Earlier in the week, didn't go too well most of the times for Lynchburg. But it's a different day, different feel on Sunday, as Reebok will dart out of the way of a pitch that just misses in. Brings the count full. Well, here you go. This is why you pay the price of admission. Two-run ball game, 3-2 count, two down, and nowhere to put Barrett Reebok. The 3-2 pitch, sky high, playable for the first baseman, Walling. Going in is Dinges, second life for Barrett Reebok. The Mudcats have been on top of things in the field all series long, and this miscue will give Barrett Reebok a second chance to really put some damage on the scoreboard.
Dinges didn't see it right away. He looked straight behind him to try to find it, and the only one who saw it immediately was Walling, the first baseman, and he had the longest run of anybody. And so Dinges, when he finally caught it, he had to try to get around Barrett Reebok, who was in his way but not on purpose.
We'll do the full count again. Ball four, and it does get behind Dinges. Garrett Howe is going around third. The throw in, he's safe! This is Hillcats baseball. And they lead it 5-1.
Love, love, love that base running from Garrett Howe. He knew immediately that ball got past the catcher Dinges, and as soon as that happened, he hit the Jets, and he was thinking scoring from second all the way. It was a close play, but wow. That is the aggressive base running that has been missing from the Hillcats this week, and Howe, right when the Hillcats needed him most, was able to be aggressive and score that extra run.
We're back, Jason. The Cats are back.
We're back!
Nick Stanley goes to the bullpen. We'll see who the next Mudcat pitcher will be as Lynchburg. 5-1 lead, the biggest of the week. The Lynchburg Hillcats are ready for a summer of fun with a fresh slate of weekly promotions for you and your family to enjoy. Every Tuesday, get a free ticket to the next Tuesday home game as part of our 2 for Tuesday promotion. Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday with hot dog deals each week, and Thursday we'll bring back our traditional Thirsty Thursday with drink specials all night long. On Friday, join us for Freebie Friday for a new giveaway each week. We'll have fireworks every Saturday night, and kids can eat free each Sunday during the season. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Are you a fan of fireworks or collecting sports memorabilia? Or maybe instead of the bar, you want to spend your nights at the ballpark. Whatever your passion, the Lynchburg Hillcats have a mini plan package for you. Make sure to secure your tickets for every Thirsty Thursday, Freebie Friday, or fireworks show Saturday with one of our dated mini plans. Craving more baseball? Sign up for our 30-game mini plan. Not sure what games you want to go to? The Hillcats offer undated mini plans as well. For more information and to purchase your 2024 mini plan, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Morris Austin into the game for the Mudcats. You're not going to find a reliever in the Carolina League this season with many more miles on their tires than Morris Austin. Not in the fact that he's been in the Carolina League for a while, but the amount of usage he's gotten out of the bullpen you don't see very often. 66 innings in a third. This is now his 35th appearance on the year. Holds an ERA of 4.07 with 9 wins and 5 losses. Old reliable. That's where Nick Stanley goes. With two runners still in scoring position here for Lynchburg. Carolina certainly not out of the thick of things yet.
He's second in the Carolina League in wins, right behind Blanco of Salem, who has 10. It's very rare that you get a guy with that many wins in the Carolina League, because it's hard for guys to throw that long into a ball game consistently. But as a reliever, he has the benefit of being able to come in, maybe in a deficit, and pick up the team's comeback. Or even on the other hand, he comes in with them leading in a shortened starter appearance and gets credited with the victory.
It helps when your team has 75 wins to 47 losses like Carolina does. Bennett Thompson chases. Slider on the outside part of the plate back into the glove of Dingus. Thompson 0 for 2. Flew out and struck out. Three runs already across. Lynchburg has finally hung a crooked number.
It's been a long time coming for Lynchburg to get a crooked number on the board, but how big would it be for Bennett Thompson to pick up a base hit here and break that slump, get an RBI, and try to build on some success going into the final week of the season?
Austin gets the sign from Dingus. Kicks and fires. Fastball at 94. That just misses outside to Thompson. Evens up the count at 2-2. Two's all over the scoreboard. Two balls, two strikes, two down, two on, both in scoring position for Bennett Thompson. 0 for 2 so far on the afternoon. He'll flare one into shallow right. Moving back two steps is Brissetto. He backpedals and makes the grab to end the inning. But Lynchburg strikes for three and chases Jesus Flores out of the inning he entered. Lynchburg leads it 5-1. We've played five. Head to the sixth on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
It's your last chance to catch the Lynchburg Hillcats at home this season as they square off against the Carolina Mudcats August 27th through September 1st at Bank of the James Stadium. Join us on Thursday night for College Night as we have special discounts for all of our local college students. In case you were curious, yes, it's still Thirsty Thursday. Then on Friday, we'll celebrate Christmas a few months early with a special Southpaw Snow Globe giveaway. Be sure to say goodbye to baseball for 2024 by getting your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Hillcats baseball is in full swing. It's time for a quick game recap on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Here's Jason Prill.
I can't hear in this headset for some reason.
Sorry.
5-1, Lynchburg. Giving the final home crowd of the 2024 season something to cheer about. Just felt right that Lynchburg would turn the corner here heading into first game of the weekend, technically, with Saturday's game being rained out. Let's take a look back at the outing for Jesus Flores. It was a short one as Lynchburg was able to get to him in that fifth inning. He goes only two-thirds of an inning, giving up three runs in the process, all of them earned on a handful of walks and more base hits than it feels like we've seen all week packed into just one inning. Stung to Marejo as one first baseman will ground out to another, although Batanti playing third today. Marejo does have an outfielder's glove in his bag as well. Today breaks out the first baseman mitt, makes a nice play to get the first out of the inning for Yervice Alfaro.
Good job by Marejo. I've been impressed. He's a natural third baseman, but he looks pretty comfortable on that right side of the infield playing first base. And he's a big body over there as well, which you like as a first baseman, somebody who can take up a lot of space, who can stretch and extend for a ball. I like his build as a first baseman going forward.
to Turi. Taps one foul to put Alfaro in the driver's seat, 0-2. And talking with Marejo throughout the season, he has that classic mindset of, I'll go out there anywhere they put me. And we've seen him take infield at third, even at short, a couple times this season. Now, we haven't seen him in those spots yet at the single-A level. But in the outfield and at first, to your point, Jason, he has had the athleticism to fit in either spot.
And his arm from right field has been mighty impressive.
Alfaro steals the outside corner on Turi. Sets down the first two Mudcats in quick fashion. It'll bring up Daniel Guillarte, who is 0-2.
It's a good pitch by Alfaro, just working away from Turi. Be nice to have a quick inning from Alfaro. This is the best that the Hillcats have done at limiting base runners from the Mudcats all series long, which was a problem. They may not have been giving up a ton of hits in other ballgames, though there were probably more than you would like. It was just the economy of base runners that were building up. It just felt like every inning there was one, two, even three base runners aboard in the frame, which leads to high-stress pitching appearances. And the higher stress that the pitching outing is, the more dangerous it becomes.
Stung up the middle on the ground, the backhand from Francisca. And the throw to Marejo at first is picture perfect. 1-2-3, go down the Mudcats. The Hillcats are rolling here in the Bank of the James Stadium as Cats will grab the bats and head to the bottom of the sixth on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
The Lynchburg Hillcats are ready for a summer of fun with a fresh slate of weekly promotions for you and your family to enjoy. Every Tuesday, get a free ticket to the next Tuesday home game as part of our Two for Tuesday promotion. Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday with hot dog deals each week, and Thursday will bring back our traditional Thirsty Thursday with drink specials all night long. On Friday, join us for Freebie Friday for a new giveaway each week. We'll have fireworks every Saturday night, and kids can eat free each Sunday during the season. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings, here's Connor Young.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Morris Austin was able to close out the bottom of the fifth inning. Just recorded one out, fly out from Bennett Thompson. And now he'll stay in there for the sixth. You know, Jason, Carolina will certainly be in the playoffs. They've locked up their spot already in the first half. Morris Austin feels like a guy that might be an unsung hero in those moments. That's a reliever that not only has a lot of experience under their belt this year, but can stretch for two, three, four innings should you need him to.
Playoff pitching is completely different from what you see in a regular season game at the minor league level. And having an arm that you can turn to if a starter gets roughed up early or runs into trouble, that is an added weapon. And yes, Austin's ERA is above four, but still, being able to have a reliever, a long reliever coming out of the pen that's comfortable in high-pressure situations in the postseason, that really makes a difference.
Yeah.
And you may see him, depending on how long series go, he could even pitch twice in one series, which is almost unheard of for a minor league pitcher.
Yeah, the closest thing Lynchburg has had consistently to that, I'd say, has been Jack Jasiak. He has 7 wins under his belt, the most on the active club.
And I would say Rourke Maltrude at the beginning of the season as well.
He was great in that role. So good that they said, you know what, maybe we should have you start in ball games. To first, into the glove of Walling. And even Luis Durango won't be able to beat that out. Go back to the top of the order. Tommy Hawk. He has reached 2 out of 3 times so far today. A single in the third, a walk in the fifth. That average moves up to 265 on the season. Been hovering around the 270 mark before a bit of a cold spell. to start off this series. Tommy Hawk is a tough guy to keep off the base paths. He has gone on two separate 20-plus on-base streaks at different times this year.
There's a reason he was voted as the player of the year for the Lynchburg Hillcats, and it's because he's just a grinder.
Yeah.
Every single day he goes out, he wants to play ball, he wants to work hard, wants to hustle. And he wants to get in the face of some umpires every once in a while.
That'll always help you endear yourself to the fans, who at the end of the day are the ones, of course, making that decision. Just fitting. Tommy Hawk takes home the hardware. The 2-2 fouled off. 95. Morris Austin runs it up to.
I think the consensus at the start of the year was that it was going to be Ralphie Velasquez or Jason Churio.
Yeah.
And it's not that they didn't endear themselves to the crowd, but Tommy Hawk just reflects Lynchburg.
Yeah.
Maybe the underappreciated, undersized, but hard worker.
Off the handle, and that is flared into center field for a base hit. Tommy Hawk having his best game of the series, no doubt about it, here on this Sunday afternoon. And three straight appearances for the Wake Forest man that he's able to get aboard.
It's about time. Lynchburg needed somebody to step up and fill the role left by Jason Churio, and Hawk finally able to answer the bell call, as he's been really strong today. He hasn't had much action in left field, but he's been aggressive on the base pass, going from first to third on base hits. He's got a couple nice singles. He's doing exactly what you need from a guy at the top of the order.
It helps when you've got a guy behind you that's having a good day at the dish as well. Welby and Francisca definitely falls under that category. Through players, as Tommy Hawk takes off for second. High throw. Bang, bang. They say he got him. I don't know about that. That tag was high up on the chest of Tommy Hawk. The throw might have beat him, but I don't know if the tag did. Tommy Hawk didn't put up too much of a fight, so maybe from my vantage point, it looked a little bit more deceiving than it was.
I was right there with you. I thought he slid underneath the tag, but didn't get the call, and he didn't argue.
I'll change the at-bat for Welby and Francisca. As I was saying, for players with 20 games or more played, he leads the team in average with the 323 mark. Three-oh count to the shortstop, playing second base today. Been used in both spots, but primarily seen as a shortstop. The 3-0, swinging away.
I don't mind that. You're up by four. You're swinging the bat well. You think you're going to get a fastball right down the pipe, maybe try to capitalize on it. I got no issue with you swinging 3-0 right there.
Francisca may only have one home run. Granted, through 20-plus games, so it's certainly not a bad mark. But he's got some pop in that bat. We were watching him take BP the other day. It was BP, but just sending the ball out of the bank of the James Stadium. Almost every pitch was pulled out of here.
He seems like the guy that can add some muscle this offseason, too.
Yeah. The 3-2. Slice foul.
Not that he's small by any means, but Jason Churio, he added a lot of muscle this past offseason. We saw how much that paid off for him. Francisca seems like another guy who could maybe just start, not hit the weights in the terms of he needs to hit the weights, but just start growing his muscle, becoming a little bit stronger.
Full count pitch spoiled up in the zone at 95. Quick hands just to get a piece of it and send it off the backstop. We saw Angel Hanau do that, and he even said as much early in the season. He said, you know, I put on more weight, because he was hitting home runs at a clip that was doubling his pace last year. By the way, Angel Hanau, if you look at his numbers through both here in Lynchburg and Lake County, it's one of the best minor league seasons in the Guardians organization in about 5 years. Looped into shallow left, making a half-hearted throw as a shortstop to Turi, as well being Francisca, 3-for-4 with three singles.
Did exactly what you needed to do there, just placed it over the third baseman's head. Couldn't have dropped it any better. Guilarte, you mentioned it, half-hearted throw. That was There's really no point in even throwing that. All that can do is cause more problems. They got lucky he didn't throw it anywhere remotely far enough away for Francisca to advance, because that could have created a big problem on the bases, because Francisca has speed.
Whenever you can extend an inning a little farther to get Luis Marejo up with a runner on, yeah, you'll often see the pitching coach come out and take a talk with his man.
Marejo is a scary force. Now, I think we're seeing a little bit of a weakness with Marejo is he sits heavily on the fastball. If he gets a fastball, he can turn on it. But when he gets a breaking ball, that's where he's a little bit less comfortable. I don't want to say Pedro Serrano from Major League, but he's not at that point where he can't hit a curveball. But he's not as comfortable or as balanced in his swing and approach when it comes to hitting a curveball. His eyes light up a little bit too much as he sees it coming middle-middle, but then it dips underneath or down and away, and he's looking middle-middle still. And that's a problematic thing for Luis Marejo. And I think that's part of why you're seeing his average dip a little bit, because he's getting a lot more breaking balls than he has fastballs recently.
Becomes so much easier for a pitcher once you've got film on a guy to kind of mold your game plan for that at-bat. So it's usual, I would say, to see a guy right after he comes up, especially if he has a red-hot start, which Luis Marejo certainly did, to then see a little bit of a downtick. But today he's been good. Singled and drove in an RBI in the fifth and got on with a walk in the third. The 0-1 pulled foul. Morris will get ahead.
See, right there again, an off-speed breaking ball downstairs, Marejo over top of it and well out in front of it. He's just not comfortable waiting back on those breaking pitches just yet. That comes with experience. He's the youngest player in the Carolina League at 18 years old. And he just turned 18 before arriving in Lynchburg.
Francisca back with a dive.
You know, Francisca, in his first time aboard in the third inning, he did a great job of drawing over three throws, which ended up resulting in the disengagement rule violation, allowing a runner to score.
O2 misses away. Got to be careful with the fastball. That's a good spot for it. You're not going to get hurt there.
For special, sign up for a group picnic and let the Hillcats take care of the details. For more information on groups or picnics, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Jack Seppings will make his second appearance of the series. His first chance against the Hillcats was his first outing at the Carolina League level. He went one inning and two-thirds, gave up no hits, no runs on one walk and one strikeout. Picked up the win as well in just his first time out at the single-A level.
They're going to need him to replicate that today, if not give even more length out of the bullpen, because they're running out of arms. We saw them already bring in a position player earlier in the series, and at the rate this is going, they may have to bring out another position player tonight. I mean, not because they're down by so much, but just because they don't have any more arms in the bullpen. So the Hillcats can keep making guys work, which they did a great job against Austin. He only faced five batters, and he gave up 30 pitches.
If you're Carolina, you're kind of playing with house money at the end of the day. You know your playoff spot is locked up. So at a certain point, you'd rather make sure your arms aren't so overused, or even at a certain point risk injury.
Yeah.
And say, okay, we'll sacrifice this game probably if you're putting in a position player to pitch, and we'll live to see another day. Wait for later September. That's going to get away from Dingus. Well-being Francisca will cross home plate as the Hillcats played another 6-1 Lynchburg. Francisca with a great day all around. He's been good in the field, three singles, And the base running from him has looked good as well. He did get thrown out going for home by Yoferi Rodriguez in center field. But that was just a great throw by Rodriguez. You might want to see Francisca slide, as we said, after the play. But either way, you think his goose is probably cooked. But to draw that third pickoff throw, like we talked about, to steal a base here in the bottom of the sixth, and then come around to score there. So far, it's a good turnaround game for the youngster. 2-1 count to Christian Napchik. Still a runner in scoring position. This time, Luis Marejo. Whew. What do you know?
15.
Christian Napchik. Drill. And that one, there's no getting away from. I mean, it's coming in at 79. It's a curveball, so you've got some time to react. But that was square on the elbow. So interesting. Definitely part of the reason why his hit-by-pitch count is so high is because he does stick in there and he'll wear a couple. But also, the ball just seems to find him. And he's not a huge target up there either.
He's not. I haven't paid close attention, but I don't think he crowds the plate that much. It's pretty normal distance. Obviously, he's maybe a little bit closer because his arms may not extend as far as some of the other guys, and that's not a shot at him by any means, but there's no reason for him to be getting hit that many times other than the fact that he's very comfortable just standing in there and taking one.
1-0 pitch from Seppings. Low to Garrett Howe.
Speaking of another guy that's had to wear one today, Garrett Howe.
Yep.
He's almost worn two.
True.
One official in the third and another one skimmed right above the top of the batting helmet in his first plate appearance.
He's a 1-for-2 officially, with a single and a strikeout, and then he did reach on a hit-by-pitch, as you mentioned. Lynchburg already pleaded one in the bottom of the six. Bobby and Francisca came around to score on a wild pitch. 8 hits for Lynchburg to the 3 of the Mudcats. Bounce to second. Charging in is Guillarte. He'll make the short throw over to Walling to end the inning. Hillcats lead it 6-1, 5-run cushion heading into the 7th. Jason Brill will take it as the Hillcats look for their first win of the series.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Hey fans, are you looking to disconnect and enjoy a perfect getaway? Well, let me introduce you to Crabtree Falls Campground. With campsites right on the river, 4 rustic cabins, and bathrooms with hot water, Crabtree Falls Campground is your place to stay this summer. Located just an hour drive from Lynchburg, Crabtree Falls Campground is just a half-mile hike away from the tallest waterfall east of the Mississippi. Visit www.crabtreefallscampground.com or call them at 540-377-2066 to book your stay.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Three innings left of Bank of the James baseball as the Lynchburg Hillcats will travel to Fredericksburg for their finals road trip of the season. They lead it 6-1 here in the top of the 7th inning. Jason Prill alongside Connor Young as Hervé Salfaro remains out for his 3rd inning of work. Walling, Garcia, and Braceno, the 3-2 up for the Mudcats in a game the Hillcats must win. They want to keep themselves alive in the Carolina League postseason chase. Walling, an 0-for-1 appearance as he takes a called strike to open up the at-bat. Connor, I want to kind of recap the season a little bit more with you while we have some time before we get too deep into the ball game. And I got a list of questions for us to work through as Walling's into left field. Hawk fits it in his glove. And there's one away for David Garcia. Who's your favorite, or who's been your favorite player to watch on the Hillcats this season?
Man, that's a tough question. Angel Hanau, when he was going, felt special.
Yeah.
Felt like we were getting a glimpse into a, for sure, future big leaguer. Not that other guys on the team now or in the past haven't had that trajectory as well. He's tough to beat. Tommy Hawk, he's fun to watch. I mean, there's a reason why everyone loves him so much in this town. I would say between those two guys, there could be a couple guys I'm missing. Esteban Gonzalez I liked a lot.
He kind of gets caught underneath the radar.
Yeah.
Quite often when we talk about the guys on this team. For me, I still got to go with Jason Chirio. I just loved his patience at the plate, his ability as a hitter. I mean, we really saw a 4 out of 5 tool player, and he's maybe an offseason or two away from becoming a 5 tool player. In the left field, Hawk backpedaling, 2 away.
What else you got? Fire away.
Favorite player to watch on an opposing team from this season? We've seen some good ones come to the Bank of the James Stadium.
I know what mine is. It's, for me, it's Elijah Green. I just, man, he is something else. Just an absolute freak in the best way possible. He is like a tight end playing center field with so much pop in that bat. He hasn't had the best of seasons, although I think it has turned around a lot in the second half, but he is a fun baseball player to watch, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, when I was submitting my report this season about my favorite player, I put Elijah Green as well.
Yeah.
And mainly because he just tore the Hillcats apart with the velocity he gets off the bat. That's grounded up the middle by Briseno, a base hit. I can't think of another player that had that much pop in his bat, or potential for that much pop in his bat every time he stepped up to the dish. If he can eliminate the strikeouts, he will be a difference maker for the Nationals organization. Yoswar Garcia stepping in. Runner aboard, 2 down. All right, Connor, a little bit more personal. Your biggest broadcast fail or most embarrassing moment of the season?
Man, there's been too many.
There always is.
I'm going to keep it general and just say the running broadcaster jinx curse that I've had has been record-setting.
We all have a broadcaster jinx, but I feel like yours have come at the most inopportune times.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I don't know why I keep talking about the Hillcats in positive ways.
Nap check. The second, and the inning is over. I'll answer my response to make it fair when we come back. Stretch time here in Lynchburg. 6-1, the Hillcats in front of the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You're listening to the 30th anniversary season of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Well, I said I would be fair.
I'm sitting on pins and needles over here.
Talking about my most embarrassing moment or broadcast fail from the season. Lynchburg leading it 6-1 here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. I know you've all been waiting for it, so I won't beat around the bush anymore. I have to go back to the skunk night when Ralphie Velasquez delivered his first professional walk-off base hit, and I felt like I nailed the call up until I said Ralphie Velasquez, and my voice decided to hit puberty at 26 years old, and I had probably the most poorly timed voice crack you could ever ask for. It happens to everybody. I mean, who's the guy from ESPN that went famous for his call of his voice cracking over and over and over again? But that doesn't make it any less embarrassing. Knowing that it happens to others, it's still quite embarrassing. Clark into deep right field. Brissetto racing back, turning around. That bounces off the wall. Clark around first. He's heading for second. The throw cut off. He's in there with a double. Logan Clark, oppo power. Twice he's gone opposite field today, Connor, and bounces this one off the wall.
Making me eat my words a little bit, calling him a full hitter. Today he's been spraying the ball across the field. Good to see him come around.
Barrett Reebok at the dish. Still nobody out here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Yeah, going back to my most embarrassing moment, I think that takes the cake for me. I've had voice cracks before in the broadcast, but never in such a crucial moment.
Yeah. Like you said, it's inevitable. It's going to happen. My voice crack, I feel like, comes once a game, at least.
It happens to all of us. I've tried to up my water intake to eliminate it, but when I get a bit excited, like I did in that walk-off, it tends to happen more often. Connor, one final question for you. We talked about the 15-strikeout performance by Matt Wilkinson, which I think would take the number one spot on this question.
We'll leave that out.
But considering the rest of the season, what was the most exciting moment of the year for you?
I got it. I know this one for sure. Jose Pastrano's unlikely walk-off was electric.
That was special.
Yeah.
Nobody saw it coming. Barrett Reebok dribbles it foul, 1-2. And I think what made it even more impressive was it was a no-doubter.
Yeah.
It was a pure blast down the right field line. And it is unfortunate that he's no longer with the organization, but he'll be able to keep that moment around for a long time in his mind.
And I remember going down and talking to the guys before the next game. They were so happy for Jose Pastrano. Like, everyone was saying that was one of their favorite moments of the year.
Well, he's such a good clubhouse guy.
Yeah.
Everybody loved being around him. As he lined that right into the dugout, dude. Reebok. Did that hit somebody?
It was, I think, legitimately an inch away from the head of a Mudcat in there, but I think it did miss him. It was Jose Acosta who ducked at the perfect time. That could have been really bad.
That's why you always got to be paying attention. There's no netting covering the dugouts. Breaking ball misses, fastball misses down and away, full count. Yeah, I've gone back and forth as to what my favorite moment would be, or most exciting moment.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go probably one that you wouldn't really expect me to say is the most exciting moment of the season, simply because of the result. That missed down and in. Barrett Reebok draws the walk. The first two batters of the seventh reach for Lynchburg. I'm going to go back to July 4th and that play at the plate where Tommy Hawk was called out. There was no moment in my mind where the build-up to that exact piece was more exciting. I mean, we were a second away from the crowd just utterly erupting. And, yes, it didn't go in the favor of the Hillcats as Thompson chops it toward short. They'll throw to third for one. I don't know what Guillarte was thinking. Batante was paying attention, thankfully, for the Mudcats. Otherwise, that would have caused a lot of trouble. Maybe getting the lead runner was important, but very rarely do you see a 6-5 fielder's choice.
I think he thought he didn't have a chance to go to second, so in turn two. So he said, if I can't do that, I guess I'll get the lead runner, which worked out, but not a smart play to catch your third baseman potentially off guard like that.
Yeah. Luis Durango at the dish in 0 for today. Going back to the most exciting moment for me, and it was the day or two beyond that where the whole town was talking about the Hillcats in that moment because we had our largest crowd of the season for the 4th of July, as the 0-1 Rounded foul. I mean, it was to the point that the mayor of Lynchburg was posting on Facebook about how Tommy Hawk was safe. That's how exciting and memorable that moment was. So for me, even though it wasn't a positive moment necessarily, it was the most exciting and the most interest there's been around the Hillcats really since I've been here. Durango fouls it away. And so for me, plus I think I had a pretty good call of it. That's a little little selfish reason, but for me that was the most exciting memory of the year.
Another fun one. We were talking to Logan Clark about this the other day. When he first pitch at the Carolina League level, sent it out of the ballpark.
Well, Durango not happy that Christian Napchik had all the fun. He takes one off the knee.
That's what, four hit-by-pitches today?
Yeah. Ninth time Durango's been hit this season. He's second on the active team. As Tommy Hawk will step in now with the bases loaded and only one out. Reebok at third, Thompson in scoring position, Durango at first. For Tommy Hawk, who's boasting a 2-for-3 day. O'Connor, thanks for going through some of those questions with me.
That was fun.
As we relive this 2024 campaign, we're hoping 2025 will be just as exciting, if not more so. Hopefully less voice cracks for the both of us. Bottom seven, Tommy Hawk takes up high. Speaking of my most exciting moment, Tommy Hawk, the guy who was thrown out at home plate. Chance to solidify himself in Lynchburg lore with the base hit, just to add to his resume today. Right now he's ahead in the count 2-0, and out goes Dingus to try and settle down Seppings, who after his first outing, he looked untouchable.
Yeah.
In his second outing, we're seeing his humanity.
It's tough to tell if this would be the case, but Mudcats, they needed that Saturday off. I mean, can you imagine if they had to spend more arms on Saturday and then come into today? Because it just really feels like that bullpen just broken down at this point. Like, they are tired out. They don't got a lot more arms to spend.
And they have 15 pitchers on the active roster, but they've pitched entirely in this series in a they work with a six-man rotation, which means that only allows for eight arms out of the bullpen, technically. That missed out wide. Three balls, no strikes. There's nowhere to put him for Seppings. He kind of gives a shrug toward the home plate umpire to ask, where am I missing and how much closer do I have to put it before Tommy Hawk can turn on one?
I think we're going to see another position player today, Jason.
I would quite frankly agree. As the 3-0 catches the inside edge. We hadn't seen one really all season. I can't remember.
No, yeah, we didn't see it all year.
But we've already seen it once in this series in a game that kind of confused me that they brought a position player in the first place. When you know how depleted the bullpen is, it makes more sense. At the top of the zone, full count to the groans of the crowd. Bases loaded, one away. Bottom of the seventh inning, Lynchburg leading it by five. Final home game of the regular season for the Lynchburg Hillcats, and quite possibly the last one of 2024. Line drive right at the first baseman, a double play. He just got his glove down in time, tags the bag, retires Durango, an unfortunate break as the double play ends the inning. We head to the eighth, Lynchburg leading it by five on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Are you a fan of fireworks or collecting sports memorabilia? Or maybe instead of the bar, you want to spend your nights at the ballpark. Whatever your passion, the Lynchburg Hillcats have a mini plan package for you. Make sure to secure your tickets for every Thirsty Thursday, Freebie Friday, or fireworks show Saturday with one of our dated mini plans. Craving more baseball? Sign up for our 30-game mini plan. Not sure what games you want to go to? The Hillcats offer undated mini plans as well. For more information and to purchase your 2024 mini plan, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Hervis Alfaro back out for the top of the eighth inning as the Lynchburg Hillcats lead the Carolina Mudcats 6-1 here at Bank of the James Stadium. And it's the final day of the home regular season for the Lynchburg Hillcats. And so we got a lot of thank yous to catch up on for today as we got to make our rounds around the organization. We'll start first with Matt Ramstead, the general manager. What a great job he's done this season as his first full year at the helm of the Hillcats, giving us the opportunity to be on the broadcast. As big thank you to Matt Ramstead. And we also got to give a shout-out to Lincoln Evans, who's the assistant general manager, also very active in helping us get on the broadcast and allow us to have a great crowd in front of us. I mean, he's one of the best salesmen, not just in the organization, but probably in all of Lynchburg and maybe in all of minor league baseball. Got to give a shout-out to him and the other people in the front office, DJ Rawls, Haley Green, Dallas Mata. The list goes on and on and on of full-timers. Francisca flips on over to first for out number one as Yoferi Rodriguez is retired to open up the top of the eighth inning. Marco Dinge is stepping in. And we also got to give a shout-out to our grounds crew. Chance Atkins alongside Jackson Walters. They've been outstanding since filling in for the loss of our head groundskeeper, Tyler Bergen, at the midway point of the season. They jumped in and have done an excellent job of maintaining this field into playing shape and allowing us to be here every single night the second half of the campaign. Missed upstairs to Dinges.
I don't know if you're going to find a more beloved ground crew by the players than what we have here in Lynchburg.
Players love the groundskeepers. They always come to us with stories of what they've talked about. In the right field, Reebok will settle underneath it, and there's two down. Eric Patanti stepping in. Patanti, a 1-for-3 night. You can also toss in all the interns that have been here, yourself, Connor, Ben Ackerman, and so many others who have and participants. Patanti turns on one to deep right field. Reebok, he's at the wall. He's out of room. Patanti, with his eighth home run of the season, gets a run back for the Mudcats. I guess we got to stop thanking the interns. That seems to be bad luck, Connor. His second home run of the series and the second extra base hit today cuts it to a 6-4 lead for Lynchburg.
He's good. Patanti, he's got pop. And no doubt pop as well, which is hard to find when you're playing in the Bank of the James Stadium. Some balls that, you know, we think are going to get out end up being warning track shots or even less. It's a tough place to hit a ball out of. But Patanti, two times today, that crack off the bat has sounded a little bit different to the most of the guys we've seen here at the Bank of the James Stadium this season.
1-0 on Filippo Di Turri. He swings through it 1-1. And also give a shout-out to the promo team, the ushers, the concession stand folks, the bat boys. I forgot to mention Ryan Henson, the clubby here at Bank of the James Stadium for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Another guy that the players and the team love. And all these people, night in and night out, have showed up at the ballpark, the press box staff, making sure our scoreboard and our video board are working, and updating the stringer for the game day app. As Di Turri turns on one, but that one he's out in front of. And it'll be 2-2. But so many have played a role in getting this season off the ground and keeping it running once it got going. And the efforts do not go unnoticed by anyone. Even though we don't have time to go name by name, each one of them has played a vital role into the way this season has played out. So big thank you for myself. And Connor, I know you think so as well.
Absolutely.
Toward everyone who's played a factor into this year. You know who's not playing a factor? Dottori. He strikes out here in the eighth as Lynchburg leads it 6-2. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll have the bottom of the eighth inning, the last chance for the Hillcats potentially here at home in 2024. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Wondering how to buy tickets to minor league baseball games? Look no further than the Bally Live app. Download Bally Live today and you can buy tickets to your favorite minor league baseball games and watch in person. Can't make it to the ballpark? We got you. Watch every minor league baseball game for free on the Bally Live app all season long. Pick your favorite team, track stats, chat with friends, and earn rewards in the game center. Download Bally Live from the app or Play Store today.
We get it. Finding activities for groups can be difficult. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make your life easier with our special group outings packages. No matter your group, spend the night out at the ballpark enjoying baseball with your favorite people. All group ticket packages come with discounted tickets, a PA and video board welcome, and the possibility for first pitches and on-field activities. Want to make the night extra special? Sign up for a group picnic and let the Hillcats take care of the details. For more information on groups or picnics, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The last chance for Lynchburg at Bank of the James Stadium in 2024 will come against Jason Pena, who was just activated off the IL earlier this week. He's 3-1 with a 5.45 ERA and just under 40 innings, 33 strikeouts, 24 walks, as it'll be the fifth pitcher used for the Mudcats, and the bullpen getting thinner and thinner, Connor.
It really is. If you're them, you're hoping Pena can at least get you out of this inning. You know, if Seppings, with the help of first baseman Walling, wasn't able to turn that double play with the bases loaded, I do think we would have seen the position player pitch today. Chances are a little bit slimmer now that he got out of that on one pitch, because it looked like that was going to be another long inning.
Lynchburg leads it 6-2. Bottom of the eighth inning, heart of the order due up. Francisca Morejo Napchek, the three for Lynchburg. Francisca having a nice day as he takes the strike. He's 3-for-4 right now, making his case to be the Hillcat hero of the ball game. Though it could go in a ton of different directions tonight. The 2-1, down and away, 3 balls and a strike.
I've always seen from Humphreys and Alfaro.
Alfaro has looked sharp.
Yeah.
And Humphreys looked excellent in his innings of work, despite allowing the one run. The 3-1 offering, breaking ball caught the outside corner. Full count. Francisca most likely will be with Lynchburg again next year, based upon his age. A 3-2, he gets a piece of it to stay alive. But every hitter wants their final at-bat to be a base hit.
Yep.
And there are some guys who, this may not be their final at-bat at home for 2024 or of the season. Obviously, they have another series to go, but I just want your last one at home to be special. Francisca, though, he'll draw a walk. As Lynchburg will get their leadoff runner aboard. They have been crowding the bases today. Only twice in this ball game has there been a clean inning, which is why the Mudcats have had to use five pitchers thus far. Close the book on Seppings. An inning and a third, one hit, no runs, one walk, and no strikeouts. As Morejo takes downstairs for ball one.
Well, a big reason I think Lynchburg's had so much success today offensively compared to their previous efforts this series is the walks. They've drawn 7, not to mention 4 hit by pitch. That's 11 base runners getting on, not via the hit. In Lynchburg, that's been their bread and butter this year. They have the second most walks drawn in all the Carolina League. They've been flirting with that number one spot. Honestly, their downtick in that department this series is a big reason why they dipped to the second spot. They have 564 on the year. So getting back to that identity has helped them a lot.
The 1-1. Morejo, he was swinging for the fences, but caught a piece of Dingus on the chest instead. Yeah, this team is at their best when they're taking pitches, working counts, and picking up walks.
Just being pesky. Yeah. I feel like that's the identity of this team. When you ask other players or broadcasters about the Hillcats over there, just pesky Hillcats that you just can't find a way to get down.
Annoying.
Yeah.
Is the word that's been described to me before. Nobody likes playing the Hillcats because they're annoying. A 1-2, a breaking ball that misses up and in. Two balls, two strikes.
That's a good thing. That's a good identity to have.
It's been their MO, especially for the first part of the season. Slowed up in the first half of this week, but returning a bit tonight. The 2-2 from Pena. Down and away, full count. Back-to-back full counts issued by Pena. We're in the final day of the home season for Lynchburg. A 3-2 offering. First to throw over to Franciski. He's done such a good job of getting in the head of pitchers in this ball game. Maybe the last home game until April 7th, 2025. Payoff pitch. Runner takes off. Morejo spoils it. Get your season tickets and packages by calling the box office. Stay close to the social medias. Into right field, going to be a tough play. Heading toward foul territory is Walling, and it'll land out of play.
Walling goes through the gate.
That's what happens when nobody locks it.
That can be problematic. Luckily, it wasn't there. But if you're going full tilt through that, expecting it to brace your impact, since that thing gives way.
And you're still going. There's some pretty hefty equipment back there. There's a little tractor in there. And what looks to be one of those football throwing targets.
Didn't get to use that yesterday, which is a bummer.
Yeah, it would have been nice. Francisca takes off. Morejo once again, first base side, popped up, heading out of play. Dingus will watch it fall. Nobody out. Bottom of the eighth inning, Lynchburg leading it 6-2. Another throw over. And back with a dive is Francisca. Payoff pitch. Ground ball over towards short. Could be two. They twisted to second for one. Back to first. They get Morejo. And there's two down. Connor, I got another question for you.
Yep.
This one a little bit stranger. And you're going to have to follow me on this one. When we think about a good baseball player, they're made up of different tools and different parts.
Okay, yeah.
But they also need to be willing to do just about anything. When I think about being completed by different parts, I think about the platypus as an animal. I know, follow me here.
I'm following you.
I've been watching too much Phineas and Ferb lately.
Great show.
But, so, give me your platypus award. The guy who does a little bit of everything and has a bunch of different pieces and parts mixed together to form a beautiful game.
The platypus award. Huh. Let's see. I mean, you talked about this guy being a 4-out-of-5-tool player with the potential to grow into a 5-tool player. It's got to be Jason Churio. Great fielder. Stole over 40 bags this year. On base percentage, over 400. Can do it all, really. 5 home runs. You'd like to see that get a little bit better. But besides that, it sounds like a platypus to me.
Forget Perry the platypus. We have Jason the platypus. Jason Churio. The 1-2 bounced in there to Christian Napchik, 2-2. Always fun to do some of those superlatives on the last day of the season.
Yeah.
The 2-2 pitch to Christian Napchik. A little bit wide, full count. I thought you also may go with Tommy Hawk.
Yeah, I was thinking about him. I was thinking if I could make it work for a pitcher. It's just hard to do that.
And they only have really one or two skill sets.
Yeah.
A 3-2 offering to Napchik. Into shallow left field. Going to be a tough play for Garcia. He's ranging in, ranging out as the third baseman, Batanti. And the Hillcats' half of the eighth comes to a close. One half of baseball remains at Bank of the James Stadium in 2024. Lynchburg leads it 6-2 when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
It's your last chance to catch the Lynchburg Hillcats at home this season as they square off against the Carolina Mudcats August 27th through September 1st at Bank of the James Stadium. Join us on Thursday night for College Night as we have special discounts for all of our local college students. In case you were curious, yes, it's still Thirsty Thursday. Then on Friday, we'll celebrate Christmas a few months early with a special Southpaw Snow Globe giveaway. Be sure to say goodbye to baseball for 2024 by getting your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
We've reached the ninth inning, the final inning of the Hillcats home campaign in 2024, and they'll turn to Cam Schulke on the season, 1-0, 6 2/3, 9 strikeouts, 5 walks. He did give up 2 unearned runs the other night, but he has been outstanding out of the bullpen.
Yeah, he's been great. Fun to watch, too. Honestly, he could have been my favorite player to watch. He could have been up there in that. Also, I got to give him the runner-up for the Platypus Award.
So many different arm angles?
Just because how funky he is. He just, you don't see his delivery all that often. Also, like you said, you don't see him switch up the arm slot as much as he does. So I feel like a platypus is fitting in the best way possible for Cam Schulke. He's been incredible this year. Hasn't given up an earned run through now six appearances heading into his seventh.
Daniel Guillarte at the dish. Down on the count, 0-1 to Schulke. Down and away, 1-1. Closing the book on Alfaro. A strong outing for him. 4 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts. The Hillcats pitching staff has been about as solid as you could be today after a rough series. The 1-1 chopped up the middle. Howe will play it behind the bag at second. Spins, fires to first. Oh, he got him! A web gem on the final home game of the season for Garrett Howe. There's the Gold Glove High School Award winner.
Best defensive play of the season, question mark? We've had some good ones. That's up there. That was a tough, tough play. Jeter-esque.
Very smooth, very beautiful. Reese Walling at the dish. Takes downstairs for ball one. Well, got one. Two more thank yous to give out. First of all, Connor, to you. Thank you for all of your help this season, helping out with game notes, helping out in the broadcast, filling in for all the times that I've been called in different directions and having to do so many different things. And without you, this season would not have gone as smoothly as it did. So, Connor, thank you for all of your hard work in this season.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity. It's a dream come true. And thank you all at home for having to put up with me all this season.
Sure they would do it again as Walling takes out wide. 2-2. Forgot one other thank you. We do have to give a thank you to our production crew, Virch and Visua, for all their hard work in getting us on the air each and every day and allowing us to put the broadcast forward. And for all their hard work and everybody over there at Virch, we say thank you to them as well. And then finally, as it's 2-2 on Reese Walling, we have to say thank you to you all for tuning in, the fans who have tuned in and night out. We've seen over 100% increase in viewership this season, and that's all you guys tuning in night in and each and every day to see the Hillcats and put up with our voices, which Lord knows that it makes some ears bleeds every once in a while. But fans, we thank you so much for allowing us to have this opportunity and this platform. And we're forever grateful for each and every one of you who tunes in to watch the Hillcats play. Reese Walling skies it into left field, charging in his Hawk, as he'll put it away for out number two. And we're an out away from wrapping up the home season for the Lynchburg Hillcats. But
another thing I'd add to that, Jason, is the feedback is always good to hear, too, and it's been pretty much all been positive this year.
Absolutely.
So we do see that, and it does help and mean a lot to us.
We do love the feedback. So if you have it, you can email me, jprill, P-R-I-L-L, at lynchburg-hillcats.com, J-P-R-I-L-L, at lynchburg-hillcats.com. David Garcia takes down and away for ball one. Two down here in the ninth inning. All the fans on their feet. 1503, 1,503 on the Sunday afternoon. As Schulke misses upstairs, two balls and no strikes. The Hillcats trying to put on their best effort for the Lynchburg faithful who have been supportive all season long. The 2-0, down and away, three balls and no strikes. You can hear them. Probably some of the loudest we've seen them in the last few weeks, but they are engaged, trying to cheer the Hillcats for that final out. 3-0 to Garcia. Down and in. Ball four. We'll have to play another at-bat as it'll be Miguel Briseno who will step in. Briseno, 2-for-3 day. He's been a tough out. He's also got an RBI as well. Good breaking ball, 69 miles an hour from Schulke for strike one. Garcia at first being held there by Marejo. The 0-1 backs Briseno back. One ball, one strike. Infield shading him slightly toward third base. Schulke pauses, fires the 1-1. Bulls out. One strike to go here at Bank of the James Stadium. Lynchburg leading it 6-2 in the final home game of the regular season. 1,500 on their feet. The 1-2 offering. Ball game! Six games at home, and they wrap it up with a W. Their record at home this season now improves to 35-29 as the Hillcats end their home campaign victoriously. We will wrap it all up after you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Lynchburg Hillcats are ready for a summer of fun with a fresh slate of weekly promotions for you and your family to enjoy. Every Tuesday, get a free ticket to the next Tuesday home game as part of our 2 for Tuesday promotion. Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday with hot dog deals each week, and Thursday will bring back our traditional Thirsty Thursday with drink specials all night long. On Friday, join us for Freebie Friday for a new giveaway each week. We'll have fireworks every Saturday night, and kids can eat free each Sunday during the season. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
It's your last chance to catch the Lynchburg Hillcats at home this season as they square off against the Carolina Mudcats August 27th through September 1st at Bank of the James Stadium. Join us on Thursday night for College Night as we have special discounts for all of our local college students. In case you were curious, yes, it's still Thirsty Thursday. Then on Friday, we'll celebrate Christmas a few months early with a special Southpaw Snow Globe giveaway. Be sure to say goodbye to baseball for 2024 by getting your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The final out has been recorded, and it's time for us to recap the ball game. Coming up on the Hillcats postgame show, we'll scan the scores from across the league and give you an update on the Carolina League standings, along with previewing the next game. But first, to cover the box score and name tonight's Hillcat hero, here's Jason Prill.
I'd say my teammates, everyone.
Well, we were trying to get you to Tommy Hawk's interview post-game as he has been doused with water after the final game of the regular season. Probably not good with those white jerseys. Those are a bit see-through when the water's on them.
Should have been milk.
Should have been. Where was the oat milk? Why are we not dumping him with oat milk? Okay, it's missed out on that one. 6-2, the final score in the final home game of the regular season. Tommy Hawk, a really strong performance, a 2-for-4 night. But I think for me, the Hillcat hero of tonight's game will go to Welby and Francisca. 3 hits, a walk as well, and a run scored for Welby and Francisca. But all around, today, the best effort that we saw from the Hillcats this series.
Yeah. You know, it's great to end this home season on a win. And so happy for this Hillcat faithful to get to see them walk out victorious. But for the Hillcats, moving to Fredericksburg gets them a little bit closer. And you just got to keep playing baseball like this. Hillcats brand of baseball, if they can move that with them on the road against the Freddies, they've got a chance.
They do have a chance. They're not eliminated yet. We'll have to wait and see what the Nationals end up doing later tonight. As one of my favorite traditions, the final day of the season, the players sticking by to say goodbye and to thank the fans for all of their hard work, something that Jordan Smith, the manager, is so passionate about, and making sure the players embrace the community and the fans for supporting them all year long. Time to take a look at how this game came about. Lynchburg, for the first time this series, took the lead. Christian Napchick was hit by a pitch. He'd score on a Logan Clark RBI single. Then Tommy Hawk, he'd single and score as well in the third inning on a balk. Then in the fifth, Mudcats would get a run back as Reese Walling would be brought home in a Miguel Briseno RBI double. Then in the fifth, Lynchburg would get 3. Hawk would walk and score on Elise Marejo RBI single. And then Marejo and Garrett Howe would score on a wild pitch, both coming home at the exact same time as the ball got through the wickets of Dingitz. In the sixth, Lynchburg would strike once more. Welby and Francisca, he'd touch home on a wild pitch again as the Hillcats would extend their lead to 6-1. The Mudcats would get a run back in the eighth inning as Patanti would crush a home run down the right field line, but that would be where it would end. The Hillcats get their end of the season team photo as a beautiful sight. What a way to wrap up the season. 6-2 here at home. Connor, your first season in the books, what will you remember most?
Man, I will truly never forget this summer. It was a great experience for me. And also, like you said earlier, it's just such a talented team that we got to see this year. I think really all of you and all of us here that work for the Hillcats are going to remember this team as one of the most talented we're going to see in a while here at the Bankula James Stadium. So many top prospects. I mean, by the time it was all said and done, 9 different current or former top 30 prospects in the Cleveland organization cycled through the Hill City. What a season.
They say there's no crying in baseball, Connor. That's how you opened it up. But it always becomes a little bit difficult when the final out is recorded on the home stand. All the players taking off their Malmo Oat Milkers jerseys to give to fans as they say goodbye to the 2024 Bank of the James Stadium Lynchburg Hillcats. A beautiful ball game, a beautiful sport, and a beautiful season. One last time for me. We'll see you in 2025. 6-2, wrapping up the home season here in Lynchburg. Connor Young will take you the rest of the way when we come back, but I'm Jason Prill saying good night, God bless, and go Hillcats.
You've probably heard the old saying, the best things in life are free. But do you believe it? The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make sure you and your kids do. Sign your kids up for Southpaw's Free Kids Club and experience the best free activity your money can't buy. All Kids Club members receive complimentary tickets to 5 designated Kids Club games, Virginia 529 Fun Zone passes for the whole season, and exclusive autograph sessions with players. Kids 12 and under can sign up at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to activate their Kids Club membership today. We get it. Finding activities for groups can be difficult. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make your life easier with our special group outings packages. No matter your group, spend the night out at the ballpark enjoying baseball with your favorite people. All group ticket packages come with discounted tickets, a PA and video board welcome, and the possibility for first pitches and on-field activities. Want to make the night extra special?
Sign up for a group picnic and let the Hillcats take care of the details. For more information on groups or picnics, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to the 30th anniversary season of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Six to two final. Lynchburg picks up their one and only win of the series in the last home game of the 2024 season. Well, let's work right into the schedule as far as the Carolina League is concerned. Salem and Delmarva, they've wrapped up 6-5 narrow victory for the Red Sox. No other game has gotten started quite yet, but we'll go through who's set to begin play in just a couple of minutes. Fayetteville and Charleston should get going any second now. 5:05 p.m. Eastern start slated for them, as they're getting going in the pregame festivities from Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark. Fredericksburg and Kannapolis, down east, Myrtle Beach, Columbia, and Augusta, all 6:30 p.m. Eastern start times. We can take a look at the standings. It's going to change with only two games being finalized, but as of right now, Fredericksburg 35-24 in first place with a half-game lead over Carolina. If they lose, that will drop back down. Salem in third, Lynchburg in fourth, hopping over down east for the moment, six games out of the top spot. Down east, below the Cats with Delmarva in the basement in the north. Charleston, 5.5 games of leeway between them and the Fireflies of Columbia, with Myrtle Beach in third, Kannapolis in fourth, Fayetteville in fifth, and Augusta 18 games out and eliminated from the playoffs, 18-39 in the second half. Well, off to Fredericksburg for the Hillcats, as that road series will ultimately decide the fate of their season and how far they will be able to go. As of right now, six games left against the Freddies from Fredericksburg. It's been such an amazing season. I can't thank you all enough for tuning in to any part of the broadcast, however much you have, either every game, once a week, or just one time today. It really does mean the world to Jason and I. For Jason Pearl, I'm Connor Young, saying so long and good night from Lynchburg for one final time in 2024. The final score here today is 6-2 Hillcats. Thank you for tuning into the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network all season long, and goodbye from the Hill City.
Thank you for tuning in to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Make sure to stay up to date on all the Hillcats news and notes by following the team on social media at LYN Hillcats. Fans can purchase tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Be sure to tune in to our next game on the Hillcats Radio Network through our video feed on MILB.TV, MLB.TV, and Bally Live, or on our free audio stream at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Special thanks to the Cleveland Guardians, the Elmore Sports Group, and General Manager Matt Ramstead. For Connor Young and Jason Prill, I'm staff announcer Mitch Balla, saying good night from Bank of the James Stadium. This broadcast has been a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.